Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Listen to over 150 radio stations. Your BlackBerry is
News Roundup. His predecessor branded it as one member of the Axis of Evil. Now President Obama is reaching out to Iran via video. Here's CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
President Obama's olive branch to the leaders and people of Iran promises improved relations if Tehran changes its behavior.
And that place cannot be reached through terror or arms, but rather through peaceful actions that demonstrate the true greatness of the Iranian people and civilization.
U.S.-Iranian tensions center on Iran's nuclear program, threats against Israel, and support for terror groups. The president's message, timed to an Iranian holiday, is his boldest test of the new approach to Iran.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Washington. The president's overture marks one of his sharpest departures from the policies of George W. Bush.
It addressed both the Iranian people and the Iranian leadership.
Iranian-American University of Hawaii political scientist Farida Faree.
It avoided any kind of demonizing rhetoric or peremptory demands on Iran.
An aide to Iran's president welcomes the video but says fundamental U.S. policy changes are now needed, claiming unlimited sanctions are a mistake and that, quote, supporting Israel is not a friendly gesture. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
It's the Senate's turn to take up taxing bonuses for AIG and other companies bailed out with money from Washington. The House has okayed a 90% tax aimed at the AIG payouts. Hank Greenberg ran AIG for decades. In an appearance on the CBS Early Show, he was asked if the people responsible for the company's downfall are criminally liable.
I don't know if it's criminal. I think it's stupidity.
Should they be punished?
Well, do we punish stupidity? I don't know. Those who are investigating should determine whether or not there was just stupidity. Was there fraud?
Should the people whose actions touched off the shockwaves that rocked the financial system face criminal charges? CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss says lawmakers will put the spotlight on that question.
Among the many factors in the financial meltdown are allegations of fraud, that some of the actions of mortgage companies and Wall Street firms went beyond irresponsible to the realm of the criminal. A House hearing looks at that issue today and whether laws protecting investors and consumers need to be tightened. Patrick Burns of Taxpayers Against Fraud thinks the answer is yes.
We want to close loopholes so that the liars, cheats, and thieves can't get away scot-free.
Witnesses include representatives from the SEC, FBI, and several state law enforcement agencies. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
These may not be easy times in the financial industry, but it's not stopping Citigroup from going ahead with more than $3 million in renovations at its New York headquarters. The bank, operating with the help of $45 billion in federal dollars, says the changes will save $20 million in the long run. As the recession deepens, a growing number of Americans find themselves working, but less than they want. Here's CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
They've fallen through the cracks of unemployment figures, countless people whose full-time jobs are suddenly part-time.
You can't feed a family on 2-3 days a week. I'm married, I have a wife who's pregnant.
Those whose hours have been cut back aren't eligible for federal jobless benefits, and their pain is real.
It's going to hurt because of the insurance. I mean, I'm 62 years old, and my wife, she's not able to work.
Just as bad off, people paid on commission as sales dry up. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The bright lights of Broadway dimmed last night in memory of Natasha Richardson. The tribute came several hours after a coroner concluded she died of bleeding in her skull following a ski slope accident on Monday. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. They're getting out the hammers and saws for Colorado's rural schools, some of which are 100 years old. Leaky roofs and floors caving in and fire alarms that consist of a teacher yelling, fire. Now, thanks to a new state program, some of those schools are getting the fix they need.
We move forward today making $100 million in construction available for 11 projects.
State Treasurer Carrie Kennedy. While Joe Nachio appeals to the Supreme Court, the former Quest CEO will remain free. Nachio's lawyers plan to formally submit their appeal today.
Someday I may be proven wrong, but I still can't picture Joe in jail.
Al Lewis of the Dow Jones News Service says he watched Nacho's trial and thinks there's plenty of room for an appeal. Fans of the jam band Phish knew something smelled when tickets for midsummer shows at Red Rocks went on sale 8 days earlier than expected. The 4-day passes to the concerts were described as a human error mix-up by Ticketmaster. The tickets purchased don't count. Those fans will get a refund and a $50 apology gift certificate. And RTD's general manager actually saying no thanks to his annual raise and bonus, Cal Marcella willing to defer roughly $50,000.
Given the tough economic times that we're going through, I was willing to defer it, which meant wait till the economy got better.
RTD board members rejected Marcella's request. Sports, the Avs lost to Edmonton last night 8-1 at Pepsi Center, and day two of the NCAA Hoops Tournament, 16 more first-round games. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale, Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's a decent start to this morning's commute, no significant slowdowns to get in your way. Now the drive is getting busier, but things are moving along at a pretty good clip on I-70 over that elevated stretch, as well as on 2 1/4 across Aurora, where the between I-70 and I-25 should only take you about 10 minutes. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starting tomorrow night at 9, 8 Central, only on Lifetime. From the New York Times bestselling author Nora Roberts comes the new Lifetime movie, Northern Lights. Leanne Rimes and Eddie Cybrine star in the world premiere tomorrow night at 9, 8 Central. Don't miss Northern Lights, starting tomorrow, only on Lifetime.
President Obama, always a pleasure. Great to have you back with us.
Great to talk to you, Ed.
Ed Schultz, how are you going to, you know, cut the federal budget deficit in half?
You can get health care done in 2009, you think?
When are these jobs going to start being produced?
What are your expectations?
I am now the president, and I've got this mess that we've inherited. My job is to clean up this mess. I accept responsibility for that.
Hear the whole interview now on AM760.net.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM760 Progressive Talk. This is my last day filling in for Jay, at least in this stint. Jay's back on Monday, on the mend. What a 24 hours, huh? Big story in the news right now. I'm going to put quotes around story. The big quote story in the news is Barack Obama on the Leno show last night. I caught bits of it. And the quote-unquote controversy out of that is this statement that he made, this joke that he made, a very obvious joke that he made.
I bowled a 129.
That's very good. Yeah. Oh, that's very good, Mr. President.
It was like Special Olympics or something.
If you heard that at the end when people were laughing, he made a joke about the Special Olympics. Essentially saying that his bowling score should qualify him for the Special Olympics. And some people are upset thinking that Obama was making fun of the Special Olympics. Now, I'll grant it was an impolitic comment. And Obama, the White House has subsequently apologized for it. But I'm actually with, I was driving in and I was listening to Peter Boyle's on the way in here on the other network, and I actually agree with him on this issue. The PC police on both the right and left sometimes can get really, really out of control. I mean, there are legitimate complaints, I think, when people make really, really, really over the line statements. I mean, I was one of those people who thought that what Imus said, the racial comments Imus made, were really way over the line. Because he wasn't joking. He wasn't joking. Now, Obama clearly here was making a joke. And, you know, I get why people could be offended. I do. I'm not trying to say that what he said wasn't in politics and wasn't necessarily offensive. But I don't know. We talked yesterday about the question of ski helmets after the Natasha Richardson death. I threw out the question, should we mandate ski helmets? And a lot of us agreed when we had our conversation and hashed this out, a lot of us agreed that it's hard to know where to draw the line on what the government should mandate. I think on an issue like this, on a comment like Obama made, a joke, it's hard to know where to draw our offense-o-meter line. But I think this, if people are going to try to make a somewhat big deal over this, it's kind of ridiculous. I think it's an impolitic comment. I think he was joking. He apologized. And let's move on. Let's move on to the real stories, the real issues of the day. Like, for instance, you're not going to believe this. Every single day now, we're getting information that it's really becoming harder and harder to believe. New York Times story. While the American International Group comes under fire from Congress over executive bonuses, it's quietly fighting the federal government for the return of $306 million in tax payments, some related to deals that were conducted through offshore tax havens. I mean, you can't make this up. You cannot make this up. This company has the nerve to pay out $165 million in bonuses with our taxpayer money. At the same time, it's suing the government for the return of tax payments that it made through an offshore tax haven. It boggles the mind. It boggles the mind. I don't even know what to say. I mean, what can you say about something like that? Elsewhere in the news, we have this AP story here from Fort Lupton. Is it Lupton or Lupton? Fort Lupton. My bad. A Fort Lupton woman says she lives in constant fear and is terrified her home could blow up because of natural gas that has managed to seep into her water supply. And the headline of this story is Fort Lupton woman has flammable water. Amy Ellsworth can turn on a faucet in her kitchen or bathroom, flick a lighter, and watch flames shoot up from the sink. And Ellsworth said she's afraid she or her neighbors are at imminent risk of an explosion. Dave Neslin from the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission say the gas is likely coming from a leaking well, but there are 8 wells located within a half mile of Ellsworth's home. The wells are owned by 2 different energy companies. Yesterday we had on the show State Representative Ellen Roberts, the Republican from Durango, who is one of the few Republicans supporting the oil and gas rules, the new regulations in the Colorado legislature to crack down on the oil and gas industry and make them better respect public health, public safety, and the environment. Obviously, if you have flammable water, I want to repeat that, flammable water coming out of your faucet, the oil and gas industry is not doing its job in protecting public health and the environment, which is why we have these rules moving through the legislature. And what I'm annoyed about is that the Republicans, for the most part, other than Ellen Roberts from Durango, are trying to stop these rules with some of the most ridiculous nonsense. Really, really ridiculous. I'm going to read a story here. This is from NBC 11, Colorado State Senator Josh Penry from Grand Junction. Quote, Colorado is losing significantly more energy activity than any other state. There's a strong argument to be made it's because of these rules. I'm reading off Colorado Polls here, ColoradoPolls.com. So that was Penry saying that to NBC 11 here in Colorado. Now, to verify his claim, Senator Penry subsequently directed reporters to DVESCO North American Rig Count's website. And when you actually click over to the website, and I'm sure Penry's not doesn't think people will, you see that as in the percentage drilling column, the only state with a higher percentage of rigs operating than Colorado is North Dakota. So The state Senate Republicans in this state, Josh Penry, the supposed rising star of the Republican Party in this state, says that Colorado is losing significantly more energy activity than any other state, and there's a strong argument to be made it's because of these rules. The rules, which, by the way, haven't even passed yet. So, in other words, this guy has the nerve to argue that rules that haven't even passed have created a so-called problem that doesn't even exist. Because, again, the source that he points us to shows that as a percentage of drilling, the only state with a higher percentage of rigs operating than Colorado is North Dakota. That is your Republican Party here in Colorado. Of course, there's a story on the in the Denver Post about the supposed rebirth of the Colorado Republican Party. I don't buy it, but here's what it says. John McCain, he's still an Arizona senator. The state legislature, Democrats remain in control. The 2008 election is in the history books. And 2010, well, that's a different story, says the Denver Post. Look out, Democrats, here we come. So goes the mantra of the Colorado Republican Party, which meets tonight and Saturday to reflect and elect. There are a number of Republicans who believe that we will have success on the local, state, and federal level in 2010, said Mike Beasley, who served in former Republican Governor Bill Owens' administration. Republicans are now in a very good position, says Dick Wad. Dick Wad is our name for Dick Wadhams. He is the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, who actually faces a challenge when he seeks re-election Saturday. So Dick Wad's got his hands full with a challenge for his seat. We will be sure to track that. I'll make sure Jay tracks that. Continues to track that for you. Here's some news from just a little bit south of us. New Mexico governor abolishes capital punishment. Governor Bill Richardson, who supported capital punishment, signed legislation to repeal New Mexico's death penalty, calling it the most difficult decision in my political life. The new law replaces lethal injection with a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. The repeal takes effect on July 1 and applies only to crimes committed after that date. I think this is fantastic. I am an opponent of the death penalty for various reasons. I don't support state-sanctioned executions. I think the death penalty has been administered. There's been questions about whether it's being administered properly. I think it costs states and governments more, far more. It's very expensive to for all the appeals processes. So I think this is great news from our neighbors to the south. What do you think? Give us a call, 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Again, 303-713-7600. First hour here, we're going to do some open phones. After the break, stick around because I'm going to play Keith Olbermann's special comment from last night, which was really, really, you got to hear this. It was really, really, I don't love all of his special comments, but this one was really fantastic. You have got to stick around and hear this. Later in the show, we're going to, in the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to do, it's Movie Friday. I like watching movies on Friday, especially Friday night. And so preparing for my Friday night, I want to do a segment, an hour and a half or so. As I said yesterday, think about, well, I want to hear what you think are the best movie series out there. What are your favorite movie series? I need movie recommendations. What are your favorite series? And what in the series, which edition, episode of the series in the series you're going to give us is the best one. I'm going to throw it out there right now as a preview. I'm an Empire Strikes Back guy in the Star Wars series. And by the Star Wars series, I mean the first three. The second three, I don't count as Star Wars. I count them. I put them in the betrayal category.
Size matters not. Look at me. Judge me by my size, do you?
That's Yoda. I wonder, is that from Empire?
Yeah.
Empire, man. That is a badass movie. So think about that. We'll do that in the seven a.m. hour. But right, stick around in the after the break. We'll do Keith Olbermann. You have got to hear this. 619. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
First day of spring, nice and light out in the metro on the freeway systems in Denver and Boulder. Just starting to see some more headlights there in the usual spots up in North Glen at 104th. Again, once you get downtown around 38th, we just have one crash out there. It's in Cap Hill. Auto versus Ped, though, at Colfax and Franklin. Your forecast, partly sunny and warm.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Bring your family to the REI Member Rewards event. Join the co-op and receive an annual refund. Plus, new and existing members can save 20% on camping, hiking, backpacking, and climbing gear. Not a member? Then this is the perfect time to join. Come into an REI near you March 2nd through March 29th or shop REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer applies to one full-price item. Exclude.
That's hundreds in savings. And you're not done yet. Use your extra cash to buy the perfect paint color and dress up your walls the way you just did your floors. New lower prices on carpet and $139 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. In the next hour, we're going to be doing Movie Friday, asking for you to give me your recommendations on what you think are the best movie series ever, and in the series, which is the best particular movie. But as promised, I want to go now and play you, and it's about a 6.5 or 7 minute clip, but you got to hear all of it. This is Keith Olbermann's special comment. Now, I want to just say before we play it, I think some of his special comments are awesome. Some of them, I don't know, they just fall flat for me. But and I'm a fan of Olbermann. But this one, I mean, you've just got to hear it. I mean, you've just got to hear it. So I'm gonna shut up now. This is Keith Olbermann's special comment last night on MSNBC's Countdown.
Finally tonight, as promised, a special comment on the latest atrocity from the banks, the vast, engorged, gluttonous multinational corporations whose sneezes can be fatal to our jobs, whose mistakes can turn us into the homeless, whose accounting errors can be so panoramic that they can make our economy tremble and force us to hand them billions after billions in a blackmail scheme that has come to be known as bailout. 5 weeks ago, Vikram Pandit, the chief executive officer of Citigroup, went back to Congress, tail seemingly between his legs, and with entreaty dripping from his voice, announced, "I get the new reality, and I'll make sure Citi gets it as well." In point of fact, as Bloomberg News reports today, what Mr. Pandit got was a new $10 million executive suite for himself and his key associates. This is the same Mr. Pandit who said he would show his leadership by accepting compensation from Citigroup of $1 a year. In fact, he then accepted a total compensation package for 2008 of $38 million. Enough. Mr. Pandit, you're probably just a good actor and a damned liar and a con man, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and assume instead that you can't just tell the difference between $1 and 38 million of them. That would certainly explain the maelstrom into which you and your colleagues at Citi and your counterparts elsewhere have gotten us, including the vast majority of us who are just innocent bystanders. Your bank says your new $10 million office is part of a global strategy of space reduction that will ultimately save billions, consolidating two floors of offices into one, they say. You know, this does not need to cost more than about $50 in boxes. And it seems entirely appropriate to also remind everyone, sir, that this promise could be fulfilled by Citi saving $2 a year for a billion years. God knows you guys have pulled off every other accounting trick ever dreamt up by immoral man. You, sir, and the other corporate pirates like you, those who are saved from your obsessive spending and your greed and your self-aggrandizement by the taxpayer, who then pretend to atone, who then publicly promise good behavior, and who then revert immediately to the rapaciousness that is your only skill. You, sir, all of you, need to be fired. Enough. And Mr. Pandit's corporation should be cut up into little pieces. And when he and the other ultra-millionaires wonder what hit them, we should make sure they are easily reminded. Our representatives should entitle the legislation that ends their moral Ponzi schemes the Punish Vikram Pandit Act of 2009. The far right in this country, without the slightest provocation or justification, screams socialism, and the sheep who follow that far right, and who do not know what the word means, and do not know it is only being used because communism now rings laughably hollow. In this cry of fire in a crowded unemployment line, there is outrage to be sure. But there is also license. They think this is socialism? There is a million miles of reform left to go before we actually hit actual socialism. But if they're going to call us names, whether they apply or not, let's give them real reform. Break up the banks. Regulate the financial industries to within an inch of their existences. Roll back corporate legal protections. Make liable the officers of corporations for their debts and for their deeds. Resurrect the rallying cry of 100 years past. Bust the trusts. AIG gives failure bonuses to those cretins whose dalliances in derivatives brought the company and part of the nation to their knees. Well, spin off the division. Those traders are owed the $165 million in bonuses from, underfund it, and cause it to go bankrupt. Enough. Let those with bonuses owed stand in a line before bankruptcy referee or judge and wind up just as you and I would, with half a cent on the dollar. Northern Trust fires 450 employees in December, then takes $1.6 billion in bailout money, then sponsors a golf tournament, then flies hundreds of clients to Southern California for private Oscar parties, including the renting of an airplane hangar and the hiring of the group Earth, Wind, and Fire. Enough! Fire those executives and fire up the Justice Department to figure out just how much fraud was involved in asking for $1.6 billion in bailout money when Northern Trust said nothing as the checks were being written, even though it knew in advance that millions could be saved by simply cutting the fluff and the trumpery. 13 more companies that took its bailouts, signed the mandatory documents that said they owed no back taxes, lied, turned out, per Congressman John Lewis of Ways and Means today, lied, they owe, just among those 13 firms, $220 million in back taxes? Enough! Have the IRS take these companies immediately to the tax courts to which the rest of us are liable and strip those ancient outdated laws of corporation so that the officers of the corporation are personally liable for their company's debts, just as you or I would be. And if the monopolies of radio or television rear up to support the corporate structure to say a contract is a contract, even though that is not true for a union these days, only for an AIG trader, take the invisible, unused sword of Damocles they still fatuously insist is hanging over their heads and make it real. Enough. Make sure both sides are heard. Re-regulate the radio and television industries to limit station ownership and demand diversity of management and product. Reinstate the old rules that denied one man all the voices in one public square. End all waivers of multiple ownership of television stations and networks and newspapers in the same market. And yes, if a voice of the privileged classes unfairly uses his cable platform to call our neighbors who are the victims of all this losers to insist he alone speaks for the real people, or if another indicts without equal time for defense a particular elected official and then offers himself as a candidate for that very official's seat in violation of all canons of good or even fair broadcasting, then tell the cable industry that the free ride is over and it is time that it too be regulated by the FCC. Enough! To all you in the corporate boardrooms, stop viewing the public's reaction to this naked, unhindered robbery of the public coffers and your audacious, immeasurable sense of proprietorship and entitlement. Stop viewing our anger as some kind of brief impediment, some traffic delay that keeps you from your God-given corporate ballpark sponsorships and perpetually remodeled offices and the divine right of $38 million compensation packages. You, gentlemen and ladies, and not the good and long-suffering average people of this country, you are fomenting rage in this nation. You are the losers in this equation, and the people are the generous ones. They have not assembled in the streets with pitchforks and flaming torches. You are the ones perceived, understood in a visceral and even transcendent way as the committers of what is becoming class economic rape. And heed this one word before these people grow weary of forgiving you and instead decide to bring the good life, which you have built on their backs, crashing down on top of your heads. When the next boardroom needs remodeling, or the next bonus paid, or the next jet purchased, remember that one word. Enough. Good night and good luck.
That was Keith Olbermann last night on MSNBC's Countdown. I told you you had to stick around and hear that. I mean, that was the toughest, best, most dead-on commentary I've heard in a long time, and I got to give the guy a lot of credit for going on the airwaves, the television airwaves, and talking about issues of the media. You're not really allowed to do that. You're not really allowed to talk about how the media, the structure of the media, the big media, backs all of this up. 629, I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's squeeze in one call before the break, and then we'll open up the phones after the break as well. So give us a ring. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike.
Good morning, David.
Morning. Hey, man.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
All right. I'm going to quickly leave you with a radical couple of suggestions, and you can pick them apart and tell me that I'm crazy after the break.
Go for it.
Well, you know, I've been thinking the last few days, and it fits right in perfectly with what Keith Olbermann said. You must be psychic or something. I've been thinking that, you know, we keep complaining that we're giving these banks money, and then they're not loaning out money, and then they're spending it on offices. Why doesn't the government, I know this is radical, again, radical socialism here, why doesn't the government just bypass the middleman and become the loaner of the money? Like, why don't we just, in fact, we've probably got some of these things in place already. Why don't we just, like, super fund the Small Business Administration and let them make loans directly? And it can basically be nonprofit. I mean, it doesn't mean it's free money. It means, you know, it's low interest rate because all we're doing is basically paying the administrative costs and the salaries of the staff.
Well, I mean, I when this banking crisis first hit, I was talking with a lot of people and asking that same question in my own reporting. And nobody can give a really good answer. Now, here's the best answer I can come up with, which is that I think we as a country need to look at what we consider, if not an entitlement, then something that is a basic foundation and public good. And I think you could easily make the case that home ownership is in the public interest. Now, we had a lot of shenanigans with banks and their crazy predatory loans, but I think there's a case to be made that at least with lending out for mortgages, basic, you know, a basic necessity in society is having a roof over your head, and our government has said for a long time, and I agree with it, that home ownership should be a goal of public policy. That I at least think we should look at keeping the mortgage lending part of our economy, making that fully government run, right? I mean, as opposed to a place for speculation,
right,
and as opposed to a place for profit.
Now it's barely even government regulated. I mean, places like Colorado, you don't even have to have a license to be a mortgage broker.
That's right. And you know, I know people will say, well, you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they were government backed. Right, they were government,
right.
They were government backed, but they weren't really, you know, the mortgage lending industry wasn't really a government run industry. And I've always wondered if the government is going to create lower interest rate mortgages, that it lets banks then lend those mortgages out to. Why doesn't the government just do? You're right. Why not just cut out the middleman? I can understand the case for private banking in other parts of the economy that aren't what I would call foundational, right? Like speculative. I mean, at some level, banking is somewhat speculative. Is the bank going to lend to the small business based on whether it thinks the small business is going to do well and it's going to get its money back? I mean, you could make the case that there's a free market capitalistic benefit to the private nature in terms of ownership of that sector of the banking industry. But in terms of, like, the basic stuff like mortgages, why? It doesn't make sense, right? It's kind of like we didn't privatize Social Security because it's a foundational kind of thing in our society. We haven't privatized Medicare. And so to me, if your government's going to go out and say that home ownership is a goal of public policy, why do we have this public policy goal that we've been firing that goal through these private middlemen, and now we've seen what that does? You make a really, really good point.
Right. I mean, one of the criticisms of all these healthcare plans is that they refuse to take that middleman out. They refuse to take the insurance companies out. And the reasons why they should be taken out are very obvious in that argument. Why are they not obvious in the other argument?
Right. I mean,
AIG, they keep saying AIG, we can't let AIG fail because they've got all these essentially creditors, these people that they wrote these ridiculous you know, credit default swaps, quote unquote, insurance policies to that they had nothing to back up. Why AIG here is the middleman, right? The people that we're worried about are like these companies, even municipalities that have these credit default swaps written to them.
Right.
Why doesn't the government, instead of putting money into AIG, of course it's kind of too late for that now.
Right.
Why doesn't the government just say, okay, we will guarantee the creditors. I still think that's a bad
idea. Why not
do that instead of saying, we just let AIG fail. You put them into bankruptcy and let them fail, but we will guarantee the creditors. We won't let the municipalities.
You could do that, and there's talk. There's definitely been talk of that, but I think that, you know, I think the bigger issue is moving forward. Moving forward, what do you keep public and what do you keep private? And I think that the way we look at this should be anything that requires the creativity of the private market, I think we should look at keeping private. Anything that should be a foundational public goal that does not require the quote unquote creativity of the private market, I think we should look in this sense at nationalizing it. Nobody has been able. What is the public benefit of all of these quote unquote creative financial instruments in our mortgage system? To me, we want that to be simple. It just be, if you can qualify for a home loan, then you should be able to get a home loan. If you can't, you shouldn't. And if the middleman, why is there a middleman? What the creativity of that middleman has been to create all these complex derivatives and financial instruments that have screwed the economy. Great point, Mike. Good to talk to you, man.
Stay here, David.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600, 636. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Traffic's looking really nice for us, as it usually is on Friday mornings without the snow. First day of spring today. One crash out there, auto versus pet accident, Colfax and Franklin. This one did involve a person in a wheelchair. The good news is that person is okay, but that is still going to hamper you there around Capitol Hill. Our slowest spot right now, eastbound 270, York down to Vasquez. Also getting busy in Commerce City there on westbound 76, beginning at 74th Avenue. Your forecast, nice first day of spring for us. Sunny skies, a high of 71. Tomorrow we could get near 75, and then a little bit cooler on Sunday with highs in the mid to upper 60s. And then on Monday we could have a big change, one of those late spring storms. Right now it's 49 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners. Toyota's recommended scheduled services support a greener earth. Your neighborhood Toyota stores want to help you by offering a green service for just $84.45. Get the right service at the right price by the right people. Call them today. Toyota, moving forward.
Hey, I don't need to be your Facebook friend, MySpace buddy, or Twitter pal. But there is a cool new way for us to connect. Now you can listen to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk on your BlackBerry. It's free. Find out how on AM760.net.
It's bigger and better than ever. The 08 Ford Super Duty. And Brighton Ford is going to save you a lot of money. Big money. Up to $12,000 on Ford F-Series trucks. The best-selling trucks for 32 years straight. Our entire inventory of F-150s and Super Duties have been discounted up to $12,000. Nobody will beat a Brighton Ford deal. Brighton Ford. Better deal. Better dealership.
Must finance through Ford Motor Credit to get maximum rebate. WAC.
638, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. 46 degrees out there today, going up to 71 on the first day of spring. Man, I love spring. Spring is like the best. It's the best. I put it this way when I look at spring. Spring feels like a Thursday. And to me, Thursday, and really Friday, it's like the best day of the week. Because you've got the weekend ahead of you, and you're psyched about it, and you're looking forward to it. Summer's like Saturday. It's really great. Saturday's great. Fall is like Sunday, right? It's still good, but you got that bad stuff coming. Then like winter is like Monday. I'm just not a winter guy. I like skiing. I'm just, if you give me a choice between a ski mountain and a beach, I'm a summer guy. We've been talking about a couple things in the news this morning. We talked first and foremost, Barack Obama was on the Leno show last night, and he made a joke invoking the Special Olympics, which he has subsequently apologized for. And I find myself agreeing with those who've said, you know, sometimes we get a little too PC and the PC police gets a little too crazy. And so some people have been criticizing Obama, and I get it. It was an impolitic comment, but he apologized for it. He was clearly joking. I think we got to let it go. We also talked about, if you can believe it, this is the you can't believe story of the day. New York Times, while American International Group comes under fire from Congress over executive bonuses, it's quietly fighting the federal government for the return of $306 million in tax payments, some related to deals that were conducted through offshore tax havens. I mean, you can't believe it. The company that is paying, that just paid out $160 million in bonuses with our taxpayer dollars, is now suing the federal government for money. It's unbelievable. Fort Lupton, Colorado, woman says she lives in constant fear and is terrified her home could blow up because of natural gas that has managed to seep into her water supply. This comes as the Colorado legislature is debating whether to pass new regulations cracking down on and regulating the oil and gas industry. We had on Ellen Roberts yesterday, a Republican legislator from Durango, who supports these rules. She's one of the few. Most of what we're hearing out of the Republican Party in Colorado right now is opposition to these rules. They're in the pocket of the oil and gas industry. State Senator Josh Penry, the leader of the Senate Republicans, says Colorado's losing significantly more energy activity than any other state. There's a strong argument to be made it's because of these rules. Now, of course, these rules haven't passed. So you literally have Republicans going out there and claiming that making a false claim about Colorado's energy development decreasing more than any other state, and saying that that is happening because of rules that don't even exist yet. And as I said, when reporters asked Josh Penry to back up his claim about Colorado losing more than any other state in terms of energy development, he pointed them to a document which shows that Colorado has the highest percentage of rigs operating than any other state other than North Dakota. That is your Republican Party in Colorado. And before we go back to the phones, I just wanted to tell you what's been on my mind all week. It's obviously been the AIG issue, but my column in the Denver Post today and in the Fort Collins Coloradan and in other papers throughout the state, you can check it there, but I just wanted to read you a little bit of it just to let you know my particular take on this issue. It starts out, United Steelworkers President Leo Girard likes to say that Washington policymakers, quote, treat the people who take a shower after work much differently than they treat the people who shower before they go to work. In the 21st century Gilded Age, the blue-collar shower-after-work crowd is given the tough, while the white-collar shower-before-work gang gets the love. And never before this week was that doctrine, I think, made so clear. Following news that the government-owned AIG devoted $165 million of its $175 billion taxpayer bailout to employee bonuses, the White House, the Obama White House, insisted nothing could be done to halt the robbery. On ABC's Sunday chat show, Obama advisor Larry Summer couched a passive-aggressive defense of AIG's thieves in the saccharine argot of jurisprudence. Quote, we are a country of laws. There are contracts, and the government cannot just abrogate contracts. Now, this rhetoric echoes John Adams' two-century-old fairy tale about an impartial, quote, government of laws and not of men. Only now, the reassuring platitudes can't hide the uncomfortable truth. Consider this fact, folks. Last month, the same government that says it, quote, cannot just abrogate executives' bonus contracts used its leverage to cancel unions' wage contracts. As the Wall Street Journal reported, federal loans to GM and Chrysler were made contingent on those manufacturers shredding their existing labor pacts and extracting financial concessions from workers. In other words, our government asks us to believe that it possesses total authority to adjust contracts at car companies it lends to, and yet has zero power to modify contracts at financial firms like AIG that it outright owns. And this goes the other way. Congressional Republicans have long supported the laws letting bankruptcy courts annul mortgage contracts for vacation homes. This is the cram down issue that I've talked about all week. Those statutes help the shower before work crowd at least retain their beachside villas, no matter how many of their Ponzi schemes go bad. But for those who shower after work, the blue-collar workers of this country, we get John Adams-ish bromides against, quote, absolving borrowers of their personal responsibility. As the Republicans this week announced it, they will oppose legislation permitting bankruptcy judges to revise mortgage contracts for primary residences. So the rich can have their mortgages on their vacation homes written down, but those of us just on our primary residences, the rest of us, most of us, we can't go into bankruptcy court. Judges are barred from writing down our loans. So you see this sanctity of the contract, if you will. This is the argument that the Obama administration has put forward and even the Republicans have put forward. Oh, we can't abrogate contracts. We're abrogating contracts all the time. The only contracts, though, that get abrogated are those that serve the rich. Let me revise that. Whether to abrogate a contract or not is based on whether the constituency in question is wealthy or not. So that's the subject of my column. Go check it out at the Denver Post or in the Fort Collins, Coloradan. Let's take a call here. Opening up the phones, 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ken and Golden. Ken.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Ken.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Sounds
Friday.
Like you got a good subject going today. Yeah, you know, it reminds me, there is a book by Glenn Greenwald.
Yeah, Glenn's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, and Great American Hypocrites.
Yep.
And you know what? I loaned that to a conservative guy, and he brought it back the next day, and I said, boy, you must be a fast reader. He said, no, I don't agree with that stuff.
that's like the conservative mindset. Not
Yeah. Don't confuse me with facts. I've got my mind made up. That's that's the thing. But I wanted to comment about the death penalty being absolved, right?
Let me remind folks, at the top of the news at 6, I read an AP report that New Mexico has repealed its death penalty, and I definitely applaud them, and I ask people to give us their opinion on it too. So what do you think?
Well, look what happened. Do you know the former occupant? I'll use Garrison Keillor's. I won't call president. You know, but anyway, the former occupant, when he was governor of Texas, I think they had something like 150 or plus executions.
Right.
And he made fun of people that he put to death.
That was famous. That's right. He sort of mocked them.
Yeah. Plus, you know, you talked about the media. Well, the media is under the thumb of the former administration too. Look what happened to Helen Thomas, you know, from the Los Angeles Times. She asked a question about before the war. She says, "Well, how come you want to go to war?" And he says, "Well, I'm doing everything I can to prevent war." Well,
yeah, right.
Anybody who believed that, you know, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to tell you. But also another thing, I think the abolishment of the death penalty, it shows a little bit of compassion. I thought that was an oxymoron in the conservative, you know, compassion and conservatism just don't go together.
Yeah, well, you know, New Mexico is controlled politically, the legislature and the governor's office is controlled by Democrats. So,
If you look at the conservatives, they're for the death penalty and all that kind of stuff, which shows, first of all, they're narcissists. I think it was a requirement in the last administration. Like, look at what happened to Paul O'Neill, you know. If you've read, what was it, David Susskind and
Ron
Paul O'Neill wrote that book.
Right, yep.
The Cost of Power. No, what the heck was the name of the book?
I can't remember the name, but I know the book you're talking about.
Yeah.
And the thing is that it's been the death penalty has been sort of off the radar.
Yeah.
It was brought back on the radar after Illinois a couple of years ago I think, suspended its death penalty because of issues with it. Right, exactly, with issues of they've discovered issues that perhaps they have been putting people to death who might not have been guilty, and you obviously you can't undo it. I am totally uncomfortable with the death penalty, sort of state-sponsored execution, especially when we know that the justice system is really, really imperfect in terms of finding out who's guilty and the like.
What happened in Pennsylvania recently, there was some judge that was taking kickbacks for sending kids to prison, you know?
Exactly. And so you're right. The idea that you can't take the death penalty back, to me, if you're questioning the application of justice in your justice system in a fundamental way, and there's fundamental concerns about whether it's being applied properly, justice, that is, you really shouldn't have the death penalty. Thanks for the call. Let's go back to the phones. We'll squeeze one more in here before another break. Let's go to, let's see who's been waiting the longest. Let's go to Art in Aurora. Art.
Hey, David.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I have a question for you.
Go for it.
I heard that some of the AIG execs, some of them were the Americans, but a lot of them were the Europeans. And my question to you, or actually from the UK, my question is why do you think Tony Blair has not stepped up and said to help out our, our American allies in their budget crisis? Why don't we, why hasn't Tony Blair said anything?
You're talking about Gordon Brown.
Yeah, Gordon Brown.
Gordon Brown is the current Prime Minister of Britain. I'm not sure he hasn't said that. I mean, Britain has dealt with its own financial crisis in a much different way. It's actually nationalized some banks, thrown out the bad management, and I think that the U.S. British relationship is very, very, I guess what I should call cordial. There's a lot of etiquette there. So you don't see very often a British Prime Minister publicly say or urge an administration to do something in any kind of juxtapositional way. That doesn't mean that message isn't being communicated to the administration. I mean, as Tim Geithner continues to mismanage this economy and make all sorts of ridiculous statements, I think he is shaking world confidence in the Obama administration's economic policy. So my guess is the White House is being told by various world leaders, get your act together, and telling the president in specific, you, Mr. President, are saying the right things on the economy, but your economic team is saying diametrically opposite kinds of things. And I was on, actually, ABC World News tonight, last night, and on Nightline, making this very point. I'll tell you about it more after the break. 303-713-7600. Give us a call, 652 here in Denver. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Good morning. Our highway's still pretty light for us if you're making your way around Denver. Our slowest spot, North Glen, southbound I-25, 104th to 84th. Also busy there heading into Denver on 270 and 76. We do have a few surface street crashes as well. Northbound Santa Fe at Alameda, Federal in Louisiana. Police activity going on there. And an earlier auto versus pedestrian accident at Colfax and Franklin. Still see some emergency vehicles at that site there, just near the state capitol. Your forecast, partly sunny and warm, highs in the lower 70s. Right now it's 49 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
New casino players eat for free at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat buffet or delicious deli.
The Home Depot has professional-grade cleaning supplies at a guaranteed low price. Like 120 Husky kitchen trash bags for $11.98. That's way less than you'd pay for flimsier bags at the grocery store. Husky gets the job done with fewer bags, so you save more of your disposable income. Pro-grade cleaning supplies at a guaranteed low price. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
And for your auto buck. You know, you can buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening. And drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Auto's at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hello, I'm Terry Garr, and I'm living with multiple sclerosis. Join me and move it during MS Awareness Week. Whether you volunteer, bike, walk, advocate, educate, support, every action you take moves us closer to a world free of multiple sclerosis and motivates family, friends, and neighbors to join and build the MS movement. Progress on MS can't wait. Visit NationalMSSociety.org.
Dodge announces employee pricing plus plus. Now everyone gets the employee price, plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models, plus qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Dodge dealer today.
We are going through a difficult time. I welcome the challenge. I ran for president because I thought we needed big changes, and I do think in Washington it's a little bit like American Idol, except everybody is Simon Cowell.
Wow. That was Barack Obama on the Jay Leno Show last night. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. Kurt and Centennial. Kurt.
Morning, David.
Morning.
Hey, I just want to say we've been talking about AIG all week, and one of the primary reasons for the bailout supposedly was that it's too big to fail.
Right.
You know, and the same thing was said about Citicorp. Well, my argument is that if they're too big to fail, they were too big to begin with.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think I'll one-up you. Anything that currently, right now, and at this moment, that is too big to fail is too big to be in private hands. That's my take. And that moving forward, we need antitrust laws and regulations like the Glass-Steagall Act, which the Clinton administration and congressional Republicans repealed, to prevent anything from becoming too big to fail. But in the moment right now, anything that's too big to fail, that's too important to society at large, should not be in private hands.
Or needs to be broken up. What we need is another round of Teddy Roosevelt trust busting. As you said, it's some antitrust laws. Citigroup in particular needs to be broken up.
And, absolutely.
And these huge people got to realize that the biggest threat to American freedom is not Islamic terrorism. It's huge multinational corporations. And to your point earlier, talking about, you know, the double standard as far as contracts, you know, people need to understand that a lot of our public policy is completely controlled by corporations, not people. And that's what government is operating on. Let's do what benefits the people that give us money for re-election, and the heck with little people.
But you just nailed it, man. You nailed exactly what's going on, and you're totally right. You're totally right. That is the fundamental challenge here. And the way to protect capitalism is not to allow it to run unbridled. It's to protect the rules. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to do the movie hour next, so stay tuned.
Are you interested in a dietary intervention that may lower your blood pressure without any medications? Researchers at the University of Colorado at Boulder are currently seeking adults age 50 to 79 to participate in a clinical research study to learn how reducing salt in the diet improves function of your blood vessels. They're seeking individuals with moderately elevated blood pressure of 130 to 159 not on blood pressure medications. Benefits of participating in this study include a complete blood panel, body fat and bone mineral density measurements, as well as a physical exam and stress test. Compensation for your time and participation is available if you qualify. If you or someone you know is a non-smoker aged 50 to 79, has moderately elevated blood pressure and is not currently taking any prescription medications, researchers at University of Colorado at Boulder would like to talk to you. Please call Carrie at 303-735-6410 for more information and to see if you qualify. Again, that number is 303-735-6410. 303-735-6410.
AM 760.
It has been and will remain
Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
And AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. It's a new year in Iran, and President Obama hopes for a new start.
For nearly three decades, relations between our nations have been strained. But at this holiday, we are reminded of the common humanity that binds us together.
A White House video directed at Iranian leaders and their people.
I'm Peter Mayer in Washington. This new outreach to Iran is a dramatic departure from the isolation policy that President George W. Bush pursued for 8 years. Mr. Bush saw Iran as part of an axis of evil. Now President Obama signals the prospect of constructive relations with Iran. But he warns that progress won't happen if Iran continues to support policies involving terror or arms, a clear reference to ongoing U.S. concerns about Iran's nuclear program.
Iran's supreme leader said today world powers can't block the country's nuclear progress. A government official said of the video, minor changes can't end the differences.
Please welcome President Barack Obama.
President Obama used a Tonight Show appearance last night to defend his embattled Treasury Secretary, who's under fire for the AIG bonuses. Joking about his bowling, he said it was like the Special Olympics or something. He later called the head of the organization to apologize. The Senate now moves to take up a measure similar to the House, which has passed a 90% tax on bonuses at AIG and other bailed-out firms. Former AIG chief Hank Greenberg says when he ran things, it was different.
We had a bonus plan based on performance. If you didn't perform, there were no bonuses.
CBS's Bob Fuss says there's a push today on Capitol Hill to dig deeper into the financial meltdown.
Congress has been looking at all the things that went wrong that led to the near collapse of our financial system. Today, a hearing will examine whether people should go to jail. The House hearing is asking if laws need to be tightened and whether they're being enforced.
You really cannot drain a swamp of fraud with two garden hoses.
And Patrick Burns of Taxpayers Against Fraud says that's the problem. The regulatory agencies and FBI don't devote enough resources to economic crimes.
We have people. There's just not enough of them.
One of the things Congress is looking at changing. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The recession has people cutting all kinds of things from the monthly budget, even the cell phone bill. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano. Barry, what are the options?
Cutting back on extras such as texting and internet. 4 out of 10 cell phone users tell the New Millennium Research Council they're ready to do that if the economy worsens, or dumping those costly contracts. 20% of people who've switched to prepaid cell phones in the last 6 months say they did so because of job or recession concerns.
American consumers are really penny-pinching when it comes to cell phone usage and cell phone plans.
Council researcher Alan Heppner. Steve?
Well, spring arrived just over an hour ago, welcomed with light snow in parts of the Northeast, including New York City, and light snow and flooding in the upper Midwest. Before the bell, S&P futures are up about 3.5. This is CBS News.
Now at the Home Depot, carpet installation is just $139. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. That's hundreds in savings. And you're not done yet. Use your extra cash to buy the perfect paint color and dress up your walls the way you just did your floors. New lower prices on carpet and $139 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
All right, construction crews. Everybody ready?
Ready in Chicago.
Montgomery.
Honolulu. Oh, who's in Honolulu?
It's Tim from Boston. I just got transferred to Hawaii. Winky good weather they got here.
Buy one Motorola i576 phone for $69.99. Get up to four free with Sprint, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Offers for eligible business accounts only. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to 2-year agreement. Up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. A 29-year-old man has been convicted by an Adams County jury of second-degree murder in the shooting of an Aurora police detective. Brian Washington was charged with the 2006 death of 52-year-old Mike Thomas. Washington's family hopes he can get treatment instead of more prison time.
I pray for Mr. Thomas's family, yes, as well as ours, and I ask God to intervene, and I hope that he still will.
Washington's attorneys say he's mentally ill, protesting the AIG bonuses.
People are in foreclosures in record numbers, and as we pour billions of dollars into these industries, the pink slips keep coming in by the thousands.
State Senator Morgan Carroll speaking to a group gathered in front of the Wells Fargo building at 17th and Lincoln yesterday. Authorities say they've busted a four-person identity theft ring that targeted hikers at trailheads and parks. Colorado Attorney General John Suthers says two men and two women would lie in wait, then burglarize cars left by hikers in Boulder, Broomfield, and Jefferson counties. The indictment says the gang stole credit cards and used them to buy video games, gift cards, groceries, and electronics. Finally, think you've had a busy week? How about what a CU grad's already done today? Astronaut Steve Swanson taking a six-hour spacewalk outside the International Space Station. Swanson grew up in Steamboat, graduating from Steamboat High in 1979 and CU in 1983. Sports: Avs lose to Edmonton last night 8-1 at Pepsi Center, and day two of the NCAA Hoops Tournament, 16 more first-round games. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Weather: Denver Drive starting to get busy right now. We've got a rollover accident. This is on the westbound side of I-70 east of Sheridan. Looks like it's blocking up that left lane, causing things to bottleneck. So you're seeing backups that are stretching towards I-25. Speaking of 25, it's busy downtown. Got a medical emergency. This is on the southbound side near 20th. Off to the right shoulder, catching a lot of looks. Southbounders on 2 1/4. You're kind of feeling it just after Parker Road, up past DTC. Got a couple surface street issues going on. Accident on Florida at Santa Fe. Another one, this is northbound Santa Fe at Alameda. That's a pretty busy intersection. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Pinnacle at City Park South, Denver's most successful luxury condominium, is now closing out Tower 1. Two bedrooms specially priced from $399,900. One bedrooms from just $299,900. Call 303-333-1200.
Now at the Home Depot, carpet installation is just $139. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. That's hundreds in savings. And you're not done yet. Use your extra cash to buy the perfect paint color and dress up your walls the way you just did your floors. New lower prices on carpet and $139 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Really progressing.
We progressive. Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
Love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. 43 degrees out. I'm sorry, 47 degrees out, going up to 71 today on the first day of spring. Spring is my favorite season. In the first hour, we talked about the ongoing AIG issue. AIG is actually suing the federal government now for $306 million that it paid in taxes, that it says it didn't have to pay in taxes, that it used an offshore tax haven to engineer this situation, and now is suing the federal government at the same time it's using our taxpayer money to pay out executive bonuses, $160 million worth of executive bonuses. We played a Keith Olbermann special comment on that. It's amazing. You should go online and check it out. We talked about in Fort Lupton, a woman's water in her house is flammable because there's ostensibly natural gas leaking into her water supply. And this is happening at the same time that the Colorado legislature is considering new regulations to better regulate the oil and gas industry for public health and environmental issues. The Republicans in the legislature largely oppose it, but we did have on State Representative Ellen Roberts yesterday of Durango, who's one of the few Republicans to speak out and say she supports them and she's voted for them. But the rest of her party is really off the deep end on this one. Really, really off the deep end. Now I promised, as promised, we're going to do Movie Friday. Sometimes it's good. It's a Friday. Have a little fun. Stop eating the spinach of political news. Have a little dessert. Maybe a drink. Kick back. Figuratively, of course. Talk about movies. It's Movie Friday. I like to watch movies on Friday. And so I threw out there yesterday the question to all of you, which is, give me your favorite movie series. Because I need movie recommendations. I'm writing my book, and without giving away too much information in my book is in part about the intersection between our pop culture and our politics, and movies are obviously right at the nexus of that. And I'm going to throw out there my two favorites, which is Indiana Jones and Star Wars. Now, I want to put an asterisk on them. Star Wars is my favorite series of all time. But when I say that series, I only include the first three. And it's the same thing, by the way, with Indiana Jones. I only include the first three. In Star Wars' case, I don't include the second three, the new three. And for Indiana Jones, I don't include the newest one. Those are, the new ones are what I've said, I believe, are betrayals.
Betrayals.
They have betrayed me. George Lucas betrayed me. And Steven Spielberg betrayed me with the newest iterations of those series. They were awful. They were poorly written and poorly done. And what I actually see them as they were what I might call paycheck movies, right? They took a brand that had been built up in Star Wars and Indiana Jones brand, and they used the brand just to basically squeeze out more money, and they didn't put the work in that would have been required to make those movies, the new ones, good. But the first three of those movies are really, really fantastic. And I've asked folks, when you call up 303-713-7600, to give me your best movie series. Within the series that you give us, tell us which is your favorite and why. So I'll go first. Empire Strikes Back, definitely the best of the Star Wars trilogy. I just watched it recently. I mean, you should go back and watch this movie. There's a lot of themes in Empire Strikes Back which I think are really relevant today. It's a very dark movie. In fact, I remember watching that movie when I must have been 5 or 6 years old. And that movie is not for a 5 or 6 year old. That movie is like Darth Vader is rolling around killing people, like he's doing the Magic Johnson, like look away pass, kill people kind of thing. I think he kills somebody through like a speakerphone, like he's like talking to somebody, and he's killing somebody.
Yeah, he strangles him. Right, he just goes like this and strangles him.
No, but there's that scene where he's actually talking to one of the generals.
Uh huh.
And he says to one general, he's like, "You're relieved of duty," and he starts like force
choking
him.
Yeah, he just puts his hand up like he's choking him, yeah.
Right. No, but he doesn't, in this scene, he doesn't even put his hand up. He's force choking the guy, and the guy sort of moves into the background, and the next guy comes up, and then he starts...
Yeah,
the guy
falls down, and the next guy takes over.
He's having a conversation with Vader's having a conversation with the new general as he's killing the old general. This is not a movie for children.
My mom covered my eyes when they cut open the Tauntaun in Empire Strikes Back when I saw it in the movie theater when I was a little kid.
That was one thing that was fairly inappropriate and gross.
The Tauntaun
cutting. But I'll tell you something, to my next series, to the other series that I love, definitely the most, I'm going to submit this right now, the most over-the-top, inappropriate thing that I have seen in a series billed as somewhat appropriate for children was definitely Temple of Doom, the heart-ripping out scene. Right, you're sitting there and you're watching it, and up until that point in that movie, there's like this gross eating scene where they eat like monkey brains, and that's kind of funny and campy, and there's a lot of humor. And then like you're in this scene, and they've got this guy strapped up, and they're sort of doing all this this weird cult stuff on him, and you're watching, you're like, this is a little weird. And then like in a second, all of a sudden, a guy is putting his hand through a dude's chest and ripping out a beating heart. It was so over the top.
It's not as over, I mean, just not more over the top than in the first one when the guy's face melted off when they opened up the ark. Right? I mean, for me, I remember seeing that when it came out, and I was
scared
to death.
That's true. My parents wouldn't let me see that end scene. That I mean, that's true. I guess
that was pretty brutal.
Here's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, where you have a guy's face searing off, it was sort of, the scene was set as really this crescendoing, scary end. The heart ripping out scene in Temple of Doom, you just sort of, it's like it comes out of nowhere. Right, it just all of a sudden you're like, ha 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 ha! Oh my God, somebody's heart's getting ripped out of their chest. Right, it's like really, really weird. Now the two series that I throw out there, what I also like about them is that they're of consistent quality. There's no real drop off quality wise between Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. There's no real drop off. Although this will be a controversial statement among movie watchers, I don't think there's a drop-off between Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, and The Last Crusade. Some people think Temple of Doom isn't as good. I love Temple of Doom. And I can't say this the same for one of my other favorite series, which is Rocky. John does not like, is not a huge fan of the Rocky series. But in the Rocky series, and then, yeah, one was an Academy Award nominated. Two is great. And I think, I mean, three.
You liked Rocky Balboa. Three was good.
Three was a drop off. Three was a drop. Mr. T, although it's a good movie. Although I saw a Roger Ebert review of it, was that three is like one long music video.
That's the Clever Lang, Mr.
The
T.
Clever Lang, yeah, Clever Lang.
And then the Ivan, or the, was it Ivan Drago?
Ivan Drago is...
That still kind of, you know, fell in line with the first three.
I mean, four is one of the most ridiculous movies ever
no,
made.
No, five is one of the most ridiculous
five
movies
is,
ever made.
Five
you
is,
liked it, Rocky
no,
Balboa.
No, hold on. Five is like not even a real movie. It's like a bad TV show.
I thought you said you liked that one. Is there six Rocky movies?
Six, yes. Five, they're in Philadelphia. He's lost all his money. Tommy Gunn. It's like the worst movie ever.
Yeah, okay.
But six.
That's right, there's six.
Six, the new one, the really new one. Six is good.
That's Rocky Balboa.
No, man. I mean, I'm a Philly.
That's the title of it, right?
Rocky Balboa. I'm a Philly guy, so I'm biased. So let's open up the phone, 303-713-7600. Give us your best movie series. I need some recommendations. I'm writing my book about the intersection of politics, pop culture, and I want to know what you think are the best movie series out there. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jason in Denver. Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing well.
I wanted to call and throw in a little defense for the last three Star Wars movies. If you're into the culture of Star Wars and, I'm a big Star Wars fan and I guess what helps the movies out quite a bit is having read the books along with watching the newest series, and it really gets into the whole, you know, how the Republic and the Empire, forms, and it's very political,
it is very political. You are right about that. It is very political. My problem with the second three Star Wars is that they did clearly. I mean, maybe you disagree, but I'm betting most people don't. Which is that clearly the writing was substandard in comparison to the first three in terms of the dialogue. The themes, the world, the galaxy, the story, all that was pretty good. The actual dialogue and writing was so bad.
I agree.
It was like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, George Lucas, you betrayed me. You had this brand. You had this series. Like, I love that. I'm willing to give you breaks that I'm not willing to give other directors because I love Star Wars. And you betrayed me. You, like, did not put in the time to get a good writer to write this. And by the way, there must have been so many awesome writers in Hollywood that wanted that gig. Right? I mean, like, how, there's no excuse for that, for those second three Star Wars to be poorly written.
Well, the books, though, by James Lucerno and Terry Brooks, though, for the new series, those two complement the movies, really, really make the movies shine, just in the sense that the movies become somewhat like book reports of that, the series of books.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you make a good point that there definitely is the themes and the story itself are not poor. They were a logical extension of the series. Thanks for the call. 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's Movie Friday, so we've opened up the phones on this hour to ask you to give us a call and tell us what you think are the best movie series of all time, and within the series, which is the best movie. I've thrown out to you two nominations, my two favorites, Star Wars and Indiana Jones. And when I say that, Star Wars, I don't count the new Star Wars. I'm talking about the first three. And Indiana Jones, I don't count the fourth. Those are betrayals. The directors insulted me with the new ones. But the old ones, those are the best. And within those three, I'm going to go with the best being Empire Strikes Back. And I'll be controversial. I'm going to throw out Temple of Doom as my favorite. And a lot of people think that's the worst one of the three. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
My vote goes for The Godfather, even with three.
There's such a steep drop-off for The Godfather 3.
I don't
think
there is. I mean, it's not as good as the first two, obviously.
Not as good. It's like, I mean, that's an understatement, man. You could admit that.
Godfather gets my vote, though.
All right, man.
All right. Anyway, I just had to throw that out there, Dave. I'm sorry. Got a rollover crash westbound I-70 east of Sheridan. It's blocking the left-hand lane, causing some pretty heavy delays all the way back to I-25. Stop and go there. Now, if you travel on 25, normal jams coming into downtown from 70 past Spear Boulevard. Also pretty busy up in Northland beginning at 120th. A few surface street things going on as well. Crashes on Santa Fe at Alameda. Again, at Florida, or Santa Fe at Alameda. One at Florida and Santa Fe. Also, this just coming down on Hamden near Buckley out in Aurora. Your forecast, nice first day of spring for us. Sunny skies, a high of 71. Tomorrow could get near 75, and then a little cooler on Sunday, highs in the mid.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems.
Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 and online at solarips.com.
Basic training. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't easy. The obstacle course was really challenging.
Now I'm a National Guard soldier.
I help my community. I can protect my country.
I'm proud to be on this team.
Because I got stronger.
Because I got to go to college.
The Guard helped me succeed.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us how you can prepare for basic training.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcast Association and this station.
The Arizona Memorial is a reminder of the important legacy we in the military have to protect our country.
The Arizona Memorial is about bringing our country together to stand victorious.
A new visitor center and museum must be built.
To help, go to pearlharbormemorial.com
or call toll-free 1-866-332-1941. Remember,
understand,
honor,
and give from the heart.
PearlHarborMemorial.com. Thank you.
Anyone can talk about going green, but if you're ready to take action, visit SLO, the Sustainable Living Online Expo, sponsored by Chevrolet's Fuel Solutions Division and AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You can join the Boulder Valley Credit Union and be a part of the only eco-conscious banking alternative in Colorado and receive better rates on eco auto and eco home improvement loans. BVCU was recently voted the best financial institution in Boulder County, so check out their SLO online booth on AM760.net. Support like-minded businesses with like-minded goals.
Dodge announces employee pricing plus plus. Now everyone gets the employee price, plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Dodge dealer today.
Throw me the idol. No time to argue. Throw me the idol. I call you the whip. Give me the whip.
I love that scene, man. That scene's so great. Give me the whip. Throw me the idol. 7:23 here. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The open question is, what are the best movies? What's your favorite movie series of all time? And what in the series is your favorite movie? Which particular movie in the series is your favorite? It's Movie Friday here. Let's go to, on the phones, let's go to, John and Boulder. John. John and Boulder, hello.
Hello, David. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, I love the topic. Thanks. So when I was a kid, it was the Back to the Future series, which never had a disturbing scene in it, but was always so entertaining.
You know, Back to the Future, the first movie, I think, I would put the first one as one of my favorite movies of all time, maybe top 10 favorite movies of all time. And the second one is pretty darn good. The third one sort of lost me.
Yeah, I would agree with that. My son and I had just dropped off at high school, but we were kind of arguing between the Terminator and the Bourne Supremacy series.
I come down on that, let me think. The Terminator, I haven't seen T3. I mean, is it good?
Let's see.
T2 is awesome, and T1.
Yeah, that was the one with the girl, right?
I think so. I mean, Terminator 1 is really, really dark, and apocalyptic, right?
The second one was with the metal guy, the cop.
And the second one is great. I think, you know, it's funny, the thing that I found as sort of a sellout in the second one was that the first one, what got you through the movie was that Arnold was really scary, right? You got this like crazed android, like, you know, just not caring about anything and just a madman. Second one, my, I guess I shouldn't call it a problem with it, but why I didn't like it as much was, and maybe this says something about me, but like, they made Arnold a good guy. So right. you had like this, as a viewer, you had this like comfort that at least you had Arnold. The first one, all you had was, you know, I think it was Michael Biehn, wasn't nearly as strong as Arnold. But in the second one, they gave the viewer a little bit of comfort that you had this big android protecting the good guys. And maybe I'm a guy who just likes to be scared a lot, but.
Yeah, but the third one, you know, with the woman, she was so hot that it was, you know, it was totally. It didn't matter what the storyline was. She was awesome.
I haven't seen it, so you're making me want to go check it out. Thanks, man. Thanks for the call. Let's go quickly to who's on the phone. Let's go to Henry. Let me get you out here, Henry. Henry in Highlands Ranch. Henry.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man.
All right. Hey, check it out. Lord of the Rings, and I just thought of a second one while I was on hold. Clint Eastwood's Spaghetti Westerns.
Oh, right.
You tell us more, A Fistful of Dollars and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Which is your favorite in those series?
Oh my God! Of the spaghetti westerns, Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Definitely, I'm with you there.
Yeah, and then of Lord of the Rings, it's hard to pick one that's better, but I would have to go with the third one just because everything gets wrapped up. It's just that's my pick on that one.
I think I agree, and the thing is with the with Lord of the Rings. What makes that series so great is that there's almost no distinction between the three. What I mean by that is that it's almost one long movie that just happens to be broken up into three parts. And that's different from other movie series. I mean, I think all movie series are telling a longer story, but there's a real continuity to Lord of the Rings that I think I almost can't remember the difference between the three. I just remember the whole movie, all three as sort of one movie. So you make a great point, and then I think Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. You know what the best part of that movie, that series is, and the best part of that movie, I think, is Eli Wallach, the sort of comic relief in that movie. He sort of lightens this mood between Eastwood and the other guy. I forget the other guy's name, the bad guy, the bad. The ugly makes it good. One more call before we hit another break here. Let's go to. Who's up next? Let's go to Sherry. Sherry in Lakewood. Go for it.
John, I think it was Stole My Thunder. I was going to say the Terminator series. I love those.
I haven't seen the third one. Is it good?
Oh, yes, yes. My husband says it's the chick Terminator is what he calls her.
But there's no Arnold. Is he in three?
There it is. He comes back.
Arnold's in Terminator 3.
Well, I don't want to give it all away if you haven't seen it.
Okay. All right, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I'm going to pretend like I didn't hear that. I mean,
I like the Dirty Harry movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot that they're a series. That's right.
Yeah, Magnum Force was good.
Yeah, that's you know, it's funny about that. That Dirty Harry is so famous, but at least I kind of forgot that it was a series. Maybe because the first one was so good. That might be a series that suffered from at least a little bit of a drop off. That's my theory about series, is that if one drops off too far from another one, it can sort of deflate the whole series. Thanks for the call. We're going to hit one more call before we go to the break. John's telling me I got time for that. So let's go to Dave in Littleton. Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
I was thinking more a lot. I don't know if we really call it a series, but I was thinking like along the lines of Clerks, Mallrats, and Chasing Amy, since they all kind of intertwine
I think that's a series. That's a series.
I think those are all just. I personally think all three of them are just great movies. They're funny, and it's just got really it's got really witty humor in it.
It does. I mean, my issue with Kevin Smith. Is I thought, what was the one about religion?
Dogma.
Dogma. I forget what my problem with that movie. That movie left me. I wasn't into that movie. But the other ones I was really into. Right, Mallrats and Clerks and what was the other one? Oh,
Chasing Amy.
Yeah, I mean, those are cultural touchstones. You're totally right. And sometimes we forget about the. Comedy series, right? I tend to focus on Star Wars, Indiana Jones, but comedy series, that's a great call. Thanks for the call, man. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. It's the movie hour here. What are your favorite movie series? I need recommendations for my book. My book is about the intersection of politics, pop culture, and...
Hey, David, that guy brought up the Dirty Harry.
Yeah, yeah.
How about... Charles Bronson's Death Wish.
Oh, man. Those are awesome.
Aren't they great?
Those are awesome. And I think
there's like four or five of them.
Speaking of Charles Bronson, I'm going to give you a series that a lot of people forget. It's one of the epic series of all time that a lot of people forget. And I'm guessing a lot of people haven't seen the movies. So stick around. And it's one with Charles Bronson, who's not known as a great actor. 303-713-7600. Let's get the traffic.
Thank you, David. Got this really nasty situation on I-70 westbound side over at Sheridan. A crash blocking the left-hand lane. Got single-digit speeds all the way back to 25. So if you can avoid 70 there, you might want to use Colfax, 6th Avenue. There's some other options, but definitely try to stay off of 70 going westbound after 25. Coming in, not so bad. Maybe a little bunched up there in the opposing lanes as they're stopping to take a little look. Also busy, westbound 36, Sheridan to Church Ranch. And on the surface streets, still got a couple accidents. One on Florida at Santa Fe, another in Aurora at Hamden near Buckley. Your forecast, partly sunny, warm with highs in the lower 70s. Right now, 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's big. It's back. Dodge Truck Month. Get a no-extra-charge Hemi on Ram 1500.
Step up your style at the JCPenney Huge Sale. Get amazing doorbusters this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Go to jcp.com now and print your...
Enjoy a dazzling display of world percussion with tabla player Roni Barak as the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra presents Awakening the Imagination on March 21st at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Be the first to experience world premiere performances of Bill Douglas's Concerto for Tabla and Orchestra and Roni Barak's Beirut Sensations. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343 extension 2 or visit boulderphil.org. That's boulderphil.org.
Now at the Home Depot, carpet installation is just $139. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. That's hundreds in savings. And you're not done yet. Use your extra cash to buy the perfect paint color and dress up your walls the way you just did your floors. New lower prices on carpet and $139 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor. Brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the banquet.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a credit report is like an appetizer. Just the first part of something good. But if you didn't order it from Identity Guard, you may discover that there's no more food showing up. You see, with Identity Guard, you get an entire banquet of 21st century tools and technologies. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people. And that's a lot of money not going into the hands of worldwide identity thieves. So, get Identity Guard today and settle in for a feast of identity theft protection.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value, free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Turnpike. Now at the Home Depot, carpet installation is just $139. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. That's hundreds in savings, and you're not done yet. Use your extra cash to buy the perfect paint color and dress up your walls the way you just did your floors. New lower prices on carpet and $139 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Critics are calling it riveting, powerful, and the bravest network TV series in years. Kings on NBC. Enter a world unlike any other and follow the journey of a hero on the rise.
He has a destiny
and a leader who will fall. The battle for an empire has begun.
Take him out.
Kings. The epic series continues Sunday, 8, 7 Central, followed by Celebrity Apprentice, only on NBC.
Tell me, doctor, where are we going this time?
That's a song for Back to the Future. We got 1.21 gigawatts going here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. It's Movie Friday. We're asking for your best, your favorite movie series. And I promised before the break one that a lot of people forget that is a really great series. And by series, I guess this is only two movies, so I don't know if you're going to count that as a series, but the Once Upon a Time series, Once Upon a Time in the West, but Charles Bronson. Man, Charles Bronson is such a badass in that movie. And Once Upon a Time in America with De Niro about Jewish gangsters. These are Sergio Leone movies. Sergio Leone, the famous spaghetti western director, did this sort of epic series. I think they're like 3 hours long. They're really, really great. Dig them up on Netflix if you have Netflix or at the local movie rental place. Now I've asked my buddy Devin Gordon to come on the show. Devin is the he covers entertainment, movies, TV for Newsweek magazine. He's a longtime friend of mine. He and I actually once traveled to Japan together. And speaking of movies, Devin, I always found that trip, whenever I see the movie Lost in Translation, I feel I always think of our trip. That movie, Lost in Translation, did such a good job of portraying what it feels like to be an American in a place like Japan. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm actually really defensive of that movie because I think it's, you know, it came out, it got a lot of attention and a lot of acclaim, and I think it's, now people think it's, you know, kind of simple and glib or something like that. And I'm really defensive of it, and it's exactly for that reason. I feel like when I watch that movie, it's like that's what it feels like to be so utterly perplexed, but in a good way.
Yeah, yeah, right.
About where you are. You know, it just nails that feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so the question out to the audience has been, what's the people's most favorite movie series of all time? And my favorite is I've thrown out there Star Wars and the Indiana Jones ones, but I only count the old ones and not the new ones. I guess the first question for you is, what do you think are the best made modern series? And here's another question along that line. Do you think we as a movie going public are more or less tolerant of the serial series right now?
Let me take the latter question first. I would say we're more tolerant just because we have no choice at this point. Everything is serialized, whether it was intended to be or not. You know, if a movie does well, there will inevitably be a second chapter, whether or not there was an initial intention to be a second chapter.
Let me stop you there. Is that an economic thing? Is that, that's basically like the studio's like, we got a good brand, let's just go for it.
Exactly. It's risk aversion. It's all risk aversion. So, you know, if a movie does really well, you can just guarantee that there will be a sequel, even if, like, the lead character dies at the end and his entire family gets wiped out. You know, they'll resurrect everyone.
Is that why there seems to be, I guess, this is, I don't want to make an argument about it, I want to throw it out there, the idea. Is that possibly why it sometimes seems like series get worse?
Yeah.
Because you don't have to invest, you've already got the brand, you don't have to invest, you just live off the brand,
yeah,
essentially?
It's human nature. I mean, you know, salaries get bigger, the people get lazier, the money gets easier, and so the creativity just gets sapped. And it's also hard to tell, you know, it's hard to make one good movie.
Right, right.
Out of a story. It's hard to come up with one good ending. You know, 90% of all movies are probably not good. So to take the same formula, the same characters, the same raw ingredients and make another good movie out of it, you know, is extremely rare, which is why, you know, to get to your basic question about, you know, the great sort of modern franchises or trilogies or I almost have to, you know, define our terms. I mean, is it the one that is most consistently good from beginning to end? You know, because then I would go to Lord of the Rings. You know, Lord of the Rings was three great movies. And that's incredibly rare. The trajectory for most of these series is start high and sink like a stone.
Lord of the Rings, I made this point earlier in the show. Lord of the Rings actually, I almost don't count as a series. I mean, I know it is, but it's like one long movie broken into three pieces.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, so if we're going to define that one out of the criteria, I would, in recent years, this one may be a little bit out of the blue, but I take the Bourne movies.
Yeah, somebody nominated that. Somebody,
yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Those are all really good movies, and
it is a real series. Like it's not, and I'm not dissing Lord of the Rings, but it's not one long movie. It's definitely like three separate chapters.
Yes. And they're old style action. I mean, you know, what was great about them is that they came out at exactly the right moment too, when there was so much CGI and phoniness in movies, and it really was just getting overboard. And
you know, what's
Pirates of the Caribbean movies seemed like they were never ever going to end.
Right, right, right. You know, what's so good about the and I think this is a compliment. So funny about the Bourne movies is that every movie of those that I saw, I would walk out of the theater and be like, "That was awesome. That was great." What was that about? In other words, it was like such, and it's not that I didn't know what it was about or was confused. It was like, it's such sort of like, shut your brain off, sort of get into this world, and it's just such pure entertainment. It didn't really get bogged down in anything. It really, really was good. I mean, I guess the question is, why, I feel like in the past, and I know we idealize our past, but I feel like in the past that there wasn't such an inevitable quality drop off in movie series as they went on. I mean, Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back. Some people argue that Return of the Jedi. I think Return of the Jedi is a great movie, and at least is up to the standard of the other three. Same thing with Indiana Jones, because what you're saying, and it makes sense, is that the economic incentive in some ways is like, look, if you do one great movie, you don't really have to invest as much in the next two or three because you've got the brand. What has that changed? And if so, why?
Well, I think it has changed chiefly because people have gotten wise to how it works. You know, a lot of the movies you're talking about, Indiana Jones, Star Wars, you know, Star Wars basically created the blockbuster genre. So, you know, along with movies like Jaws, and, you know, and Jaws, my goodness, that really dropped off a cliff.
I mean, really dropped off.
You know, so I think part of it was just, you know, when you're testing out a new model, you aren't as familiar with the ways you can game the system with it, you know?
Oh, yeah, and, right. So you're saying there was sort of this, we don't have the series model yet, so we got to make everyone really good.
Yeah, we got to teach people that you know, this one is just as good as the last one. You know, but even then, and I wouldn't say that this was, you know, by design, but more just by the fact that it's hard to make another good movie, you know, Back to the Future, which you played the music for at the beginning. You know, the first one was great, and they got, you know, a little wobbly from there. Not terrible, but I think they got a little wobbly from there.
Totally wobbly. Totally wobbly. And I always wondered, I mean, to me, the ones that really have huge drop-off, which just pisses me off, is like, I think a lot of the drop-off is actually in the writing.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like the Star Wars trilogy, I know I've harped on this, but like the new ones, you had a good idea, the story was pretty good, you know, and the writing was just awful.
Yeah, yeah.
And the writing doesn't seem to me to be the big investment, right?
Very much. It's the cheapest part of the movie.
Right.
But it is very much a product of the way Hollywood works, which is, unlike television, where writers are kings, and is one of the reasons why you're seeing such a renaissance in television these days. Writers, you know, the screenwriter is barely let on the set.
Right.
And when you have a huge hit in the movie industry, who gets the lion's share of the credit? The director. The director gets the credit, along with the stars, of course, do. But the director is the person,
is like the guru,
justifiably,
right,
who is made into the guru.
Right.
And if the director and the writer are separate people, the director will go on, and the writer will get squeezed out as part of the credit process. Now, you made an interesting comparison with Star Wars. You know, George Lucas didn't write many of those movies. Lawrence Kasdan wrote the good ones. And then when he came back and, you know, when George Lucas came back and had his awful prequel trilogy, awful prequel trilogy, he wrote all of them because he thought this was his thing. He was in control of it.
What a fool.
What a fool, exactly. And so, you know, it's classic Hollywood credit behavior, which is you lose the thing that gave you exactly what it was that made the thing great in the first place.
That's right. We're talking to Devin Gordon of Newsweek magazine. He writes on movies, entertainment, pop culture. So the last question I have for you, what are the, in their primordial stage, what could potentially be the next great series or series, and I guess maybe is there a movie out there that might be the first in what will end up being 20 years from now, we'll look back and be like, that was a great series.
Oh, wow.
I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Huh.
Is Spider-Man? I mean,
well, I feel like those movies are sort of they're good, but they're so popcorn. I mean, I don't feel like there's real density.
The new Batmans?
Well, yeah, I think that's probably the right example. I mean, if Christopher Nolan hits another home run,
yeah,
with the third one,
yeah,
that's it.
The second one was better than the first one.
The second one was better than the first.
And the first one was good.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And the second one is a classic now. And if he does it one more time, which is not going to be easy, but he is not a guy who traffics in crap. I mean, he's talking about someone who has not made a lousy movie in his career. All of his movies have been interesting.
Yeah.
You know,
what are his other movies?
He did Memento.
Oh, that movie's great.
And he did a great movie that hardly anyone saw called The Prestige, which all of you listeners out there, go rent it this weekend.
Dude, that movie freaked me out.
It is a really good movie, and it is totally underrated, and it came out like a month or two after there was another magician movie. And
that's right. It was Edward Norton, the illusionist.
Which
was
also pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
But it just stole all of the thunder from Prestige.
Such a good call, man. The Prestige, that is the creepiest, weirdest, scariest movie.
Yeah.
Devin Gordon of Newsweek magazine. Thanks for taking the time, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me,
Devin. All right, man. That was Devin Gordon of Newsweek magazine. I asked him to come on. He's an old buddy of mine. He writes about movies for the magazine. After the break, we're going to go back to the phones, take your calls. What are the best movie series out there? What's your favorite? And within that, what is your favorite movie in the series? It's Movie Friday here on the first day of spring. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Phones are lit up, so if you're holding, please hold. I promise we'll get to as many calls as we can after the break. 303-713-7600. Let's go to traffic with John Turk.
I like Friday the 13th, Part 8.
Can you even distinguish between...
They're all the same. It's like Lord of the Rings. It's all just one long movie and everybody's dying.
The new one looks good.
Looks pretty
badass.
Well, the actresses in it look pretty good, too.
Yeah.
But that's just me, David. Working this rollover crash, westbound I-70 east of Sheridan. Some really heavy single-digit delays beginning back at I-25. You might be... best off avoiding I-70 between 25 and Sheridan heading westbound altogether. Also going to be benched up coming eastbound there due to the action in the opposing lanes from Kipling down to Sheridan. Our other crash on the surface streets, Hamden near Buckley. They've cleaned up that one at Florida and Santa Fe. On the other spot where I'm seeing some really heavy jams right now, southbound I-25 up in Northland, 120th to 84th. Your forecast, nice first day of spring for us with sunny skies, high of 71 degrees. Tomorrow we could get near 75. Then it's going to cool down a little bit on Sunday, highs in the mid to upper 60s, and then a possible big spring storm coming on Monday. Right now, 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get to Ralph Schomp Mini today for a great deal. Right now, Ralph Schomp is featuring the 37-mile-per-gallon Mini Cooper, now available with special 2.9% APR financing through March 31st. Learn more at RalphSchompMini.com.
Sorting things out on the radio.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's J. Marvin, mornings at 6.
I think Barack Obama can do this.
Ed Schultz at 10.
This is where Denver comes to talk.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4.
This guy... could work.
Mario, afternoons at 4.
Lock it in on your radio dial.
And Ron Kuby, 7 to 10.
I'm so impressed, and I'm listening to this.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
It's Mr. Money for the Lodge Casino in Blackhawk. We're roaming the casino to find out what people have to say about the Lodge. So, Mary, tell me about the winning.
I win more here than I do in Vegas. Last week, $4,000.
Amazing. Okay, Helen and Linda, how's the winning coming? Can you win here?
Yes, I have won. Yes, I will continue to win here. I'm winning now.
Okay, I'll get out of the way. Let you get back to having fun.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
Hey, this is Bill Sumner, host of the Inevitable Radio Show. If you like what you hear every week on my Saturday morning show, we focus on your life and helping you deal with challenges, creating growth in areas that you want, and teaching a complete new way of thinking. Then you may wonder, what can you do to really accelerate some of these principles and even more into your life? In the midst of this economic pain, how can you create the greatest version of you? Wonder no more. Another mastermind group is starting in early April. This group meets twice per month and is one of the most supportive, direct, accountable environments that you will ever find. It's dedicated to you, to what you want in your life. You'll be challenged, but at the same time, you'll get phenomenal insight into you and why you are you. Call me now, 303-904-0077. 303-904-0077, or go to my website, williamsumner.net. That's williamsumner.net.
Now it's time we go to Mike Spear of Presidential Brokerage, 750 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Talk to Mike every day at this hour. 303-749-2770 is his number, and I always ask him for if he's got some. Make sure to include, if there is some out there, don't cook it, don't make it up. But if there's any good news from the markets, let us know. So, Mike, what do you got for us?
How can you possibly even begin to think, David, that as a financial advisor, we wouldn't make up stuff?
I don't know. I don't know what's come over me. You're right.
You gave me the benefit of the doubt. I appreciate that. No, we do have good news today, and I don't even have to really dig for it. The Dow going into today, David, was up 177 points. So at the close last night for the week, the Dow was up $1.77. The S&P was up 25.5. NASDAQ up 52. We are adding to that position today. The Dow is up 52.5 points. The NASDAQ's up 15.5. The S&P's up 4.2 points. So another certainly... start to the day to the upward bias, and so this will make, if we're able to hang on to this, the second week in a row where we have seen gains in the market, And I have to tell you, David, I am very, very guarded and real protective of people's assets right now. But the market is looking like it has put in a bottom. I mean, it's really trying to put in this bottom. Now, there are no guarantees for that. So don't call me and say, you told me it had put in a bottom. No, it looks like it's trying to put in a bottom. And so maybe for those who are can accept a little risk, they might start to do some selective buying, but you want to do it carefully, and you want to have those positions managed, not like before. So give us a call. We'll help you out with that at Presidential Brokerage.
All right, so cautious and guarded and appropriately cautious optimism. That's Mike Spear from Presidential Brokerage, 303-749-2770. Again, 303-749-2770.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10-Till-2. 10-Till-2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10-Till-2. The time is now.
753, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, it's Movie Friday. We just talked to Devin Gordon of Newsweek magazine about series. We've asked you what are your favorite series out there. And I wanted to throw in another set of series. Somebody, a caller earlier mentioned the Kevin Smith movies, Mallrats, Clerks, and Chasing Amy as a series. And it wasn't officially a series, but I think that counts. And in that light, I think you could throw in the John Hughes series from the 80s, you know, Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. I'm coming up short. Uncle Buck is another one. Breakfast Club. That's sort of a series. Throw that out there. Let's go back to the phones. Try to get as many of your calls as possible. And we're gonna be doing this into the next hour as well. So if you've got your favorite series, give us a call. I need as many recommendations as possible. As I told you, my upcoming book that I'm starting to write is all about pop culture and the intersection of pop culture and politics. So I need as many recommendations as possible. So let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Sherry in Lakewood. Sherry. Hello, Sherry. Okay, you're not there. All right, let's go to Chris. Chris in Longmont. Hello, Chris.
Yes, I'm going to have to say the Evil Dead series. 1, 2.
Great
and
call, man.
Darkness.
That's a
and
great call.
The
lost you there for a second.
You there?
Yeah, hey, I'm sorry. We lost you a second. Go for it.
The next one would be the John A. Romero. It's more of a series than a trilogy.
I've never heard of that. What is that?
John A. Romero, Of the Dead, Diary of the Dead, Day of the Dead, so on and so forth.
Oh, I've never heard of that. I will check it out. The Evil Dead series is really like a cult classic. And I only saw them years after they came out. These are the series with Bruce Campbell, I think the best one in that series is the last one, Army of Darkness. This is it's a hilarious movie.
I completely disagree. I think it's the first one because it actually shows John Campbell, or the second one, I'm sorry, it shows John Campbell more by himself and his actual ability to, you know, to manipulate his hand to act like his hand is actually a separate entity from himself.
That's interesting. I mean, you know what's funny? Here's a question I throw out to you about those movies, and especially the third one, but all of them. Sam Raimi is the director, right? Pretty sure he's the director. Do you think that they're trying to be funny?
The first two, I don't think they were attempting, but by the third one, they just couldn't do it, so they said, go ahead and make it a comedy.
So you're saying that they were inadvertently funny in the first two, but then they embraced, they became deliberately funny in the last one.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great call. Those are real cult classic movies. Great call, Chris. All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Todd. Todd in Fort Collins. Hey, Todd.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Hey. So I've got four of them for you. The American Pie series, the first three.
I like the first one. I mean, it's the second one's okay. The third one, in all honesty, I didn't even go see it.
Yeah, they were all good. You got the Die Hard series.
Oh, man. Now we're going to have an argument, all right? Because the first one is awesome, one of the best movies ever. The second one is pretty good, pretty good. The third one, I'm putting in the betrayal category. I feel, as a moviegoer, I felt betrayed.
The Die Hard with a Vengeance?
The third one was so, with Jeremy Irons, was so bad.
No. The Vengeance one must have been four then.
Yeah, if I'm four, I didn't even go see.
The Die Hard with a Vengeance was great.
You're saying four was good?
Yes.
All right.
The best Die Hard ever was Die Hard with a Vengeance. The last one was kind of a betrayal.
Hold on a minute. I'm getting confused now. There's Die Hard 1. There's Die Hard 2 where they're at the airport, right?
Right.
Then there's Die Hard 3, which was...
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Die Hard 3 with Sam Jackson? You think?
Yeah, with Samuel L. Jackson.
That was the worst movie. That was like the worst.
Really?
Oh, man. It's just my opinion. You liked it?
Yes. It's a very good movie.
All right, man. I had to get you off there. We got to go to the news. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We got Christy Harvey coming up. But stick on the movie topic. We're going to go back to the phones on movies. Your favorite series, 303-713-7600.
Mario Solis Marin.
DGIV. Today on the Mario Solis Marin Show, we'll talk about the Reapers that are complaining about Barack Obama's appearance on Jay Leno and find out what you think about it.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-452-1630. That's 800-452-1630. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-452-1630 today.
These numbers that we're seeing,
AM 760,
are sending an unmistakable message.
Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Breaking news from the Middle East, where the two U.S. vessels collided in the Strait of Hormuz between Iran and the Arabian Peninsula. Lieutenant Nathan Christensen of the Navy's 5th Fleet says it involved the USS Hartford, a submarine, and an amphibious ship, the USS New Orleans.
New Orleans suffered a ruptured fuel tank, resulting in an oil spill of about 25,000 gallons. There was damage sustained to USS Hartford. Both ships are currently, though, operating under their own power.
15 soldiers on the sub suffered minor injuries. Iranian officials are shrugging off President Obama's new video attempt to change the nature of the relationship between the two countries.
It is an unprecedented broadcast olive branch to Iran.
It's a future where the old divisions are overcome, where you and all of your neighbors and the wider world can live in greater security and greater peace.
President Obama's message, tied to an Iranian holiday, calls for a new beginning in U.S.-Iranian relations. But he warned that the process won't be advanced by threats, terrorism, or arms, a clear reference to Iran's nuclear program. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
As Congress goes after the bonus money at AIG, CBS's Bob Fuss says a wider look is opening now into the financial meltdown and any possible criminal activity.
Among the many factors in the financial meltdown are allegations of fraud, that some of the actions of mortgage companies and Wall Street firms went beyond irresponsible to the realm of the criminal. A House hearing looks at that issue today and whether laws protecting investors and consumers need to be tightened. Patrick Burns of Taxpayers Against Fraud thinks the answer is yes.
We want to close loopholes so that the liars, cheats, and thieves can't get away scot-free.
Witnesses include representatives from the SEC, FBI, and several state law enforcement agencies. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A new study says 40% of us plan to cut cell phone plans as the recession drags on. Alan Heppner is with the New Millennium Research Council.
It appears that people are increasingly foregoing
the bells and whistles.
Mostly internet and texting. He says more people are dumping cell phone contracts and moving to prepaid plans. The retired principal insists it's not true, but parents and others say administrators at a Dallas high school looked the other way while staffers encouraged bare-knuckle cage fights for students to settle differences.
I am shocked that a professional adult would allow this type of activity to even occur.
School board member Jerome Garza. Broadway dimmed the lights last night, and tributes are still pouring in for actress Natasha Richardson. Designer Kenneth Cole, a friend of hers, tells the CBS Early Show,
"She wasn't a reckless person, which is, you know, it's odd how this whole thing came to an end for her. She was very thoughtful and calculating and careful, and it was important to her. She thought about what she was going to say and how she was going to say it."
A medical report suggests she might have survived if she got attention immediately after her ski slope fall. The Dow's up 11. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has professional-grade cleaning supplies at a guaranteed low price, like 120 Husky kitchen trash bags for $11.98. That's way less than you'd pay for flimsier bags at the grocery store. Husky gets the job done with fewer bags, so you save more of your disposable income. Pro-grade cleaning supplies at a guaranteed low price. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
You know, brand new cars come with big new payments. And right now, with the economy having a bad hair day, you want to keep the car you got running stronger for longer. Advance Auto Parts. They make it easy to keep your ride running right with offers like 5 quarts of Pennzoil or Quaker Snake conventional motor oil and a Purolator Premium Plus oil filter for $14.99. Get the oil and filter and they'll sweeten the deal with $2 off any air or cabin air filter. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
I'm David Cahill with an AM 760 local news update. While Joe Nocio appeals to the Supreme Court, the former Quest CEO will remain free. Nocio's lawyers plan to formally submit their appeal today.
Someday I may be proven wrong, but I still can't picture Joe in jail.
Al Lewis of the Dow Jones News Service. On a side note, the results of Nocio's biopsy for a growth on his leg show he does not have skin cancer. In Adams County.
Guilty of murder in the second degree.
A jury convicting 29-year-old Brian Washington for killing an Aurora police officer. Washington admitted to shooting 52-year-old Mike Thomas in 2006. Thomas's family not happy with the verdict.
I'm kind of disappointed they came back with second degree murder. But I really wanted to thank all the police department and the DA's office for their hard work and support throughout the entire 2.5 years.
Thomas's daughter talking to 9 News. Washington's attorneys argued he was mentally ill. Colorado veterans marking the 6th anniversary of the beginning of the war in Iraq.
Right now we have from Fort Carson, I'd say between 5 and 6,000 troops over in Iraq. There are so many, you know, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, wives that have family over there, and it's
Mike Duncan with the Colorado Veterans Alliance remembrances this evening in front of the Colorado Veterans Monument in Civic Center Park. Fans of the jam band Phish knew something smelled when tickets for midsummer shows at Red Rocks went on sale 8 days earlier than expected. Tickets purchased won't count. Those fans get a refund and a $50 apology gift certificate. And Greeley's mayor taking aim at his hometown newspaper. Mayor Ed Clark told a local radio station this week he hopes the Greeley Tribune closes. The newspapers run a number of articles and editorials criticizing Clark's leadership. Sports: Avs lose to Edmonton last night 8-1 at Pepsi Center, and it's day two of the NCAA basketball tournament. 16 more first-round games. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cahill. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And that's where we're still looking at some delays due to an earlier accident that occurred on the westbound side of I-70 east of Sheridan. Those are stretching to about I-25, catching some looks on that eastbound side. There's an accident westbound C-470 near that Morrison exit. That will hang things up along the foothills. We're also seeing slowdowns where speeds are going to drop into the teens and 20s. Northbound 225 as you're coming around that Parker curve up towards Mississippi. On the other hand, speeds look okay on 6th Avenue, both in and out of Lakewood. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Because America deserves some credit, qualified buyers can get low-rate financing on select 2008 and 2009 Chevy models. Length of contract limited. See dealer for details. Don't miss your chance on a great deal on a 2008 or 2009 Chevy. Take delivery by March 31st.
Now at the Home Depot, carpet installation is just $139. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. That's hundreds in savings. And you're not done yet. Use your extra cash to buy the perfect paint color and dress up your walls the way you just did your floors. New lower prices on carpet and $139 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
I really want to compliment you.
You want to compliment you?
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
807, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760. 303-713-7600. I'm choking down my bagel, which is now 6 days old, that I got from H&H Bagels in Manhattan. I made a trip to New York this weekend and last week to meet with my book editor. And we've had been talking about, in the first hour, we talked about Barack Obama's appearance on Jay Leno's show. We also talked about Republicans in the state legislature trying to stop oil and gas rules, new oil and gas regulations, and they're trying to stop it in light of the story on the AP wire here in Colorado that a woman in Fort Lupton has water coming into her house through her sink that she can light on fire because it's been polluted with natural gas. I kid you not. We also talked about, in the second hour, we had our movie hour, and that's going to continue. I've told you that I have my next book, I'm starting to write it now, is about the intersection between culture and politics. And a lot of that, obviously, focuses on movies. And so I've asked folks to give me their favorite, what they think is the best movie series of all time. And within the series, what their favorite movie is. And a lot of you have thrown out some really, really great examples. My favorites are Star Wars and Indiana Jones. And when I say that, I want to put an asterisk. I don't count the new Star Warses, and I don't count the fourth Indiana Jones as part of the series. I count them in my category that I call a betrayal. And by betrayal is when a director betrays you, the viewer, by taking a brand that you love and that they've earned your love for, and they ruin it. So actually, the other thing I'll throw out there is, if you want to throw up your worst betrayals in within a series, throw that up too, because there's a lot of them. I think Godfather 3 almost was a betrayal, almost. I wouldn't call it a full-on betrayal, but almost a betrayal. 810, now's the time of the week that we always go to Christy Harvey, that Jay always talked to Christy Harvey, and Christy and I are longtime friends. We worked together in Washington for the Center for American Progress. Now Christy's living in Alaska, and she calls in every Friday. We talk to her all about politics and all that good stuff, but since this is the first day of spring, and this is the movie Friday, as I like to call it, we're going to start off. I'm going to put you on the spot here, Christy. Christy, give us your favorite movie series of all time.
Well, definitely it was Indiana Jones. And I have to agree with you completely that after I saw Crystal Skulls, which I was the first person...
Don't say the name again of that movie. Don't say the name, because I'm not even dignifying it. Like I've said, there's Raiders of the Lost Ark, there's Temple of Doom, and there's Last Crusade, and then there's the other one.
And then there's Shia LaBeouf. I call it the Shia movie. It actually, for 4 years, my ringtone on my phone was the theme song from Indiana Jones. Just because it's like one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, of course.
And I took it off the day after I saw the Shia LaBeouf movie.
You felt betrayed.
Not only betrayed, heartbroken. You know, growing up, my birthday is always Memorial Weekend.
Uh-huh.
And so growing up when I was a kid, you know, we didn't have big, crazy birthday parties. You just didn't do that back in you know, the 70s.
Right, right.
So, or early 80s. And so we would always just take all of my friends out and we'd go see the new Indiana Jones movie or the new Star Wars or the new big blockbuster. And, you know, I was so excited when it was coming out, this newest one. That, you know, as a 30-something, you know, I got all my friends together, and it was Memorial Weekend, and I made them all skip picnics so we could go see this movie, and I'm still scarred.
And they all, my story on that is that I was badgering my wife to go see it. And she's not really a fan of the Indiana Jones movie. This is a bone of contention in our marriage. And I'm like, no, we have to go see it. Like, I just owe it to myself to go see this.
Right.
And she's like, all right, fine, I'll see it. She had an open mind about it. And I was like, it was so bad that when I walked out of the movie theater, like, she didn't even give me grief over it, right? She was like,
yeah.
It was like,
she actually felt bad for me.
Yeah, she felt bad for me
Let's
as an
go
Indiana.
Let's go get you an ice cream.
Exactly. I mean, I was so, and we had Devin Gordon on of Newsweek earlier in the last hour, and I asked him, you know, why have a lot of series recently been so bad? I mean, there's some good examples of why they've been so bad. And he said, well, there's the economics of the fact that right now a lot of Hollywood has become such a business that they create series and they take one movie that might be good and they just live off it without putting the work in to make the other two, three, four better. And obviously that's what happened, I think, in Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's why I call it a betrayal. Obviously Steven Spielberg knew that that movie was bad. And still made it anyway. And my question...
You can't put Indiana Jones out of his era. You can't put Indiana Jones in the era of the 50s. You
right.
can't, you know, put him in the Elvis era.
All of it was wrong. And then the suit, the alien thing. I mean, so you took him into...
Don't even.
You
don't,
took him into a genre. Right. You took him into a sci-fi genre. I mean, what are you doing? And what I didn't ask Devin, but what's interesting to think about is the third Indiana Jones, Last Crusade,
right.
was really great. And there was a really big...
Oh, was that your favorite?
No, my favorite...
I'm a Temple of Doom girl.
I'm a Temple of Doom girl. I know,
okay,
but we're in the minority. You know that. Most people think Temple of Doom was a drop-off and was like sort of the campy half-brother, half-sister of the rest of the series. I love it. I think
you have to have seen it for the very... Because I've rewatched all of them just to sort of get my Indiana Jones buzz back. And they're actually... Because I was like, what if I just liked them because I was 10?
Right,
they're
right.
actually really bad movies.
No, they're great.
You know,
no, they're great.
You rewatch Dirty Dancing as a grown-up, and you're like, oh, my God, what did I, you know, spend my 12-year-old year idolizing? And so I went back and watched, and no, they're actually very good movies.
Yeah, they're really good. And so what's interesting is that they took a big break, and I don't know how many years, but they took a big break between Temple of Doom and Last Crusade.
Right.
And... there was the potential for The Last Crusade to be bad, right? Like, when you take a break, sometimes you can lose your rhythm. And Last Crusade was awesome. It was really great. Yeah, it's really good. And it's like, that's why I think I actually held out hope that the fourth one was going to be good, because I was like, well, look, they've taken a break. But the last time they took a break, it wasn't so bad. And then I went and I saw it, and I felt insulted and betrayed. And so... when I talk about the Indiana Jones series, I talk, the series means the first three. The fourth is, we just don't deal with that around here.
Although I will say, for the newest one, it has one thing going for it, and that is the return of Karen Allen.
But it's a terrible return.
Well, she's at least in it. You know what I mean? They didn't get some 22-year-old anorexic blonde. They got Karen Allen, who, you know, Animal House and the Indiana Jones.
But they ruined her character.
They ruined her character. But they at least said, you know what, this is a genuine actress. We're going to give her a part in this movie.
I mean, I guess I appreciate that, but the Marion character, and her in particular, was so good in the first one that it's like, you got to really try hard to ruin that character. I mean,
they made her into a squealing chick instead of, you know, and the reason she was so great in the first Indiana Jones was, you know, she actually challenged Indiana Jones.
Right, she was
just as much of a badass as he was. And in the newest one, she was a save me, Indy kind of girl.
She was like a funny, cooler version of Kate on Lost.
Okay, I actually agree with that.
You know, like and they, you're right. They made her into Shannon on Lost.
Right.
Well, pre Boone death Shannon.
Right.
Shannon kind of went crazy after the death of Boone. I don't think I'm giving. I hope I haven't given any. That happens real early, folks. So I haven't ruined anything in.
Spoiler alert.
In Lost, I know. No, that happened really, really early. All right, so We're talking with Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress here on Movie Friday. So I guess here's an interesting question, because this is really part of what my book is about. Do you think that a lot of the series, especially of the 80s, and we can even talk about Indiana Jones as an example, mm-hmm. do you think there's a lot of, do you think there's subtle political messages in these movies? So I'll throw out my theory for you, and you tell me if you think it's right or wrong.
If I can give you an idea for an entire chapter.
So okay, great, ahead. Great. My theory is that the Indiana Jones movies are part of a set of movies in the 80s that were like basically kind of an everyman for themselves, superhero can save the world, and that became or was becoming at the time, and still we're still struggling with it, is sort of the way we look at the world. What do you think?
No, I think that you're onto something there, because I think the 80s, you know, we sort of look back and think about the 80s as the era of Neon and John Hughes. And in actuality, when you really remember the 80s, it was the era of the bomb shelter threats and the Cold War. And, you know, we were freaked out a lot in the 80s.
That's right.
And we were always ready for that nuclear bomb to come from Russia and the USSR. And it was, you know, this very sort of disconcerting time.
And
I
think
people were filling that gap with the greed is good kind
yes.
of thinking and the consumerism, but it was different than the consumerism that we saw in the, you know, the past 5 years. This was a consumerism that was painted on thickly so that everyone was a little bit calmer and not thinking about how we were all going to be under a mushroom cloud on Saturday.
That's right. And I think it culturalized us, got us ready for, fortunately or unfortunately, for the post 9/11 Iraq war, all that sort of hysteria that happened. We were culturalized for so long through that pop culture that we were basically, it was a meme that was easy for the Bush folks to basically throw on us because we were getting ready for it for so long. Christy Harvey, the Center for American Progress, thanks for taking the time this morning, and stay warm up there. I'm sure it's still cold.
I will, and my parting comment to you.
Yes,
is
go for it.
Chapter of your book has got to be on the relevance of Red Dawn.
Yeah, my book proposal, which is the first like little, you know, sort of the pitch, uh-huh. has a huge section on Red Dawn. So I'm right there with you. We're on the same wavelength.
Excellent. That movie, I think, by itself changed the way that
It was named by National Review as one of the best conservative movies of all time. So there's a real, obviously, a real political agenda there. Christy, have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot, David.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. It's Movie Friday. Call us up. Tell us your favorite movie series of all time and which movie in the series is your favorite. And you can feel free to call me up and tell me you think I'm wrong about my take on the Star Wars and Indiana Jones movies.
I consider all those John Hughes movies kind of like a series.
That's
you know, series-ish. Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire.
Absolutely.
16 Candles.
Yeah, I want to be clear. We're talking, it doesn't have to be like a trilogy.
Can you consider that a series, what John Hughes did?
I think if you can consider Kevin Smith's movies, Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, a series, which I think it is. I think you can call it. I mean, look, directors make lots of different movies, and some of them are series and some of them aren't. John Hughes he created his own series, and I think through that, by the way, I think he created his own genre.
Man, I loved Demi Moore back then. She was a goddess.
Yeah, yeah, she was.
Wow.
She's changed since then. That's all I'll say.
We all do, Dave.
That's
you know?
True. We all get older.
That's right. Well, I'll take you through traffic, David. Got a new crash southbound I-25 at Spear Boulevard. I-70 is where you're going to hit the brakes there. Speed still in the 30s and 40s, though. Also got this rollover crash still hampering things. Westbound I-70 east of Sheridan. Delays go back to 25, but speeds are starting to improve there. They were in the single digits. Now they're popping up at least into the 30s, making their way around that accident. It's been kind of a weird morning for us. A lot of weird stuff going on. Another two-vehicle accident, Bannock at 14th, a crash westbound C-470 near the Morrison exit. Both sides stopping and taking a look there. Your forecast today?
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems.
Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 and online at solarips.com.
A tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced college-educated part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
You need to see Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. These guys are pit bulls, and they will fight corporations and insurance companies down to the last mile. Give them a call. They're Progressive trial lawyers, and they do a great job. 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Now at the Home Depot, carpet installation is just $139. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. That's hundreds in savings. And you're not done yet. Use your extra cash to buy the perfect paint color and dress up your walls the way you just did your floors. New lower prices on carpet and $139 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
President Obama, always a pleasure. Great to have you back with us.
Great to talk to you, Ed.
Ed Schultz. How are you going to, you know, cut the federal budget deficit in half? You can get health care done in 2009, you think? When are these jobs going to start being produced? What are your expectations?
I am now the president, and I've got this mess that we've inherited. My job is to clean up this mess. I accept responsibility for that.
Hear the whole interview now on AM760.net.
That's the music from Star Wars, obviously. My nomination for the best series of all time. I know, I'm not going out on a limb there. But that, you know, that series, and again, I only consider the first three the Star Wars series. The other three was a betrayal. I call them a betrayal. And I think what's actually interesting, Christy Harvey and I from the Center for American Progress just talked about some of the political messages of movies in general. And the political message of Star Wars, if you actually step back and look at it, it's a pretty radical message, right? You've got this ragtag group of rebels that basically pulls a revolution on the corporate Death Star empire. Right? I mean, that's a really radical message, and a really good message, I think. A really, really good message. And the rebel force is actually fairly, I don't think you can use the word ethnically diverse, but I mean, you've got Ewoks, you've got Wookiees, you've got humans, and it's fighting, and you'll notice, it's interesting, it's fighting an empire that's made up mostly, almost all the guys you see are white with British accents. And it's headed by this machine, Darth Vader, like this Dick Cheney character. I mean, it really is a really revolutionary idea. And what's, if you want to take it even further, and how relevant it is today, I mean, you've got, literally, you've got this empire, right? Remember the scene in Empire Strikes Back where Vader is addressing the bounty hunters I mean, if that's not, if that's not Blackwater, if that's not Dick Cheney giving orders to Blackwater, I don't know what is, right? I mean, Boba Fett, that's a, he's like the, what's the guy's name, the head of Blackwater. This, like, professional bounty hunter. So it's, I think these movies really, almost every movie has a political message in them, and especially series. Let's go back to the phones. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. It's Movie Friday. Give us your best series, your best movie series, and which in the series you think is the best. Let's go back to the phones, and let's go to Tony in Westminster. Tony.
Hey, David. How you doing?
All right.
Quickly about Once Upon a Time in the West, probably Henry Fonda, one of Henry Fonda's greatest roles.
It's such a, he is so good in that movie.
Oh, my God. He was unbelievable.
He's scary in that movie.
I know. And for Henry, I mean, that's Mr. Smith.
Right.
And but he is just phenomenal. So a series that I throw out, it's a little different than the other ones. The French Connection 1, French Connection 2, and then there was a third movie that fell under the radar, but it was actually Roy Scheider's character from French Connection 1 called The Seven Ups. And it's just phenomenal.
French Connection, I think, won an Academy Award, or at least was nominated. And that's with Gene Hackman.
Right. And then, two, he goes to France to follow up. And that's a phenomenal, phenomenal movie. But
people have told me to go see that movie, and I just have never Netflixed it or rented it. I need to do that.
Man, it is unbelievable. And, in fact, I personally myself, I think it's better than one. It's just the Gene Hackman character, just gets so deep and just the ending just grabs you like you wouldn't believe.
You know, you gotta give Gene Hackman credit, man. That guy rarely makes a bad movie.
Yeah,
and he's been in a zillion movies.
Yeah, he often is a better actor than the movie he's in. But the other one that I would say is the Seven Ups, which takes Roy Scheider's character from the French Connection 1, and he gets assigned to a new division called the Seven Ups, which the penalty for the crimes generally are 7 years and up, and it's another gritty New York police movie with, you know, it's just that real hard edge, and Scheider's just fabulous. So.
All right, I'm marking this down. The Seven Ups and the French Connection. Good recommendations, man.
Yeah.
Let's go to Sarah. Sarah and Firestone. Hello.
Hi, David. My husband and I were talking about this morning, and he had mentioned the Mad Max movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a great – I should have mentioned that before. The Mad Max movies, you know, what's interesting about the Mad Max movies is that they seem really – especially the first ones, like really low budget. Like,
yeah, especially that first one.
Yeah, but they're great. And I know it's like controversial in some places to say that you like any movie with Mel Gibson now, but the Mad Max movies, they're sort of like genre creating, if not genre creating, they're definitely the epitome of that post-apocalyptic sci-fi genre that there's so many different movies about now.
Right.
It's a really good movie. How many are there? There's Mad Max.
There's three, isn't there?
There's Mad Max. Is Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome? Is that the third one or is that the fourth one?
No, there's Mad Max. Road Warrior.
Road Warrior, right, right.
And then Beyond Thunderdome. I don't think there's another one.
Yeah, that's right. And they take place in Australia, right?
I think so. Yeah.
They definitely.
It's been years since I've seen them.
They were definitely filmed in Australia. Good right. Call. Good recommendation, Sarah. Thanks for the call.
And there's another one.
Go for it.
I'm surprised people are missing, which is the Harry Potter series.
Oh yeah, you know what? And I should have asked Devin about this. Devin Gordon of Newsweek. That is a series, along with The Lord of the Rings, that is one of the promising ones and has been really good. And what I appreciate about those is, and I haven't read all the books, but most people who've read the books say they stick pretty true to the books.
Yeah, I mean, they do. I've read all the books. In fact, I was one of those weird people who got up at midnight the night the last one came out, and I read it overnight because I didn't want to have anybody spoil it for me. But if they don't follow the books exactly, they definitely keep to the spirit of what is in every book.
Yeah, and don't you hate it when you read a book and then you see the movie and the movie's like terrible and a betrayal of the book?
Right, right. And I haven't, I mean, I've seen every movie. Like I said, I've read every book like multiple times, and there's nothing there so far. I mean, there's stuff I was like, oh, I'm sorry they left that out, but every movie would be 12 hours.
Right, right, right. Of course.
If they did everything, and I'm, you know, I'm always happy with the next book, with the next movie.
It's a good call. It's one of the few series in the contemporary series that's still I think they might make another one that I think has a lot of promise. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
Hey, no problem. Bye bye.
Let's go to Michelle in Lakewood. Michelle.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning, David.
Morning.
I'm only going to pick a bone of contention. The only one in the Harry Potter series I didn't particularly care for was the fourth movie. I thought they took out some stuff that was, I mean, they basically slashed Sirius out of it. And
right.
Then they kind of had to jam-pack everything that they slashed out of his character. You had to get the feeling of the relationship between Harry and Sirius in that little bit of time in the fifth movie. But in all, it's a good series.
It is a good series. I mean, I don't think it's great. But I mean, I think the writing of the dialogue could be better. But I think it's solid. I think that's the right word for it.
They do stick to the spirit, and that is, I mean, I grudgingly went and saw Twilight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the book. I thoroughly enjoyed all four books. The movie, I don't know what that director was thinking or what she was on when she did that. But there's like parts where you know that this is coming up because you read the book, and then all of a sudden it's not there, and she's thinking to herself, oh no, that's important. So she just shoves it in somewhere.
Well, here, let me ask you a question real quick because we got to get a break in a second. But let me ask you a question about that. I haven't seen them yet, but. Okay. But I know that when I read a book and I love a book, you've got to factor in that a movie just can't, at some level, be as good of a book.
No. Well, I'm a huge fan of the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Right. Okay. So that's a great example. So what I'm asking about Twilight is it like you were disappointed that it just didn't squeeze in what you wanted, or do you feel like it literally betrayed the book?
I think, in all honesty, I think it betrayed the book.
Yeah, that's such a bummer.
Because there's a lot of things in there that are very, they don't seem important, but in actuality, they are. It's kind of like when you read, I don't know if you have or not, but when you read the Harry Potter books.
Mm-hmm, I've read the first one, yeah.
There's a lot of things that, while you're not thinking about them.
That you need to know.
You need to know.
Yeah, you know, the problem is that maybe it's possible that books like that just don't make good movie candidates. Just they don't make good candidates for movies. But you're right. I can't stand when I watch a movie and I see that and I've read the book and it's such a betrayal. The best example of that, I think, it's not even a series movie, is the movie The Prince of Tides. The book is a fantastic book, really fantastic. And then you watch the movie, and basically Barbara Streisand makes one character the central focus of the whole movie. A character that, of course, she cast herself in, and a character that in the book was a tiny character. I was so irritated when I saw that movie. Thanks for the call. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. It's Movie Friday. We're asking for your recommendations on what you think are the best movie series of all time. I'm a Star Wars and Indiana Jones guy. What do you think are the best series? This is going to help me for my book. 303-713-7600, 835. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Short Circuit.
Is that a series?
I know they made at least two of them.
The first one's like campy and tolerable.
So bad. I think there might have been two or three of them.
Isn't it weird when they take a movie that's like not that good? And they try to series it?
Yeah,
that's
why?
So bizarre.
Why?
Yeah.
How about, hey, for horror flicks, Saw?
I've never...
You've not seen them? I didn't like the last one. Dude, Saw 3. I think there's a Saw 4 now, too.
Those movies, I haven't seen it, but the previews for those movies are it just suggests that it's just going to show people getting cut open. That's it.
Yeah.
Well,
you got that right.
Are they good?
That is probably the best horror.
All right.
Now we can tell. What is the best? Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th.
I'm going to
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You do the traffic. I'll come back with my favorite horror series.
Okay, you got it.
All right, still working this three-vehicle accident southbound I-25 at Spear. It's blocking the right-hand lane and the right shoulder there. Going to start hitting the brakes back at I-70. Also still kind of slow, leaving North Glen 104th down to 84th. Northbound side, no problems for us today. Yesterday, quite different. Still seeing some normal jams there. Northbound 225. Also on the southbound side at Parker Road. Some traffic heading towards Boulder as well on the turnpike westbound side from Sheridan to Flatiron, and our lone surface street accident right now at Bannock and 14th. Your forecast, nice first day of spring, sunny skies, a high of 71. Tomorrow we're going to be a little warmer, high of 75. On Sunday, cooler with our highs in the mid-60s, maybe upper 60s. And on Monday, possible one of those big wet spring storms. Your forecast, right now your temperature is 48 degrees, excuse me. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starting tomorrow night at 9, 8 Central, only on Lifetime. From the New York Times bestselling author Nora Roberts comes the new Lifetime movie, Northern Light.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Coloradco.com.
You're a man over 60 who feels like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year and are interested in improving your health, call the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Science Center to learn about a new study. They're recruiting healthy men 60 years and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health and function. As men age, their body produces less testosterone. This can lead to decreased energy levels, reduced sex drive, the loss of vital muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory tests, physical examinations, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 720-848-6399.
You know, here's your chance to beat the banker at his own game. Play at the Lodge Casino for your chance to walk away with up to $2,000. Anyone can talk about going green, but if you're ready to take action, visit SLO, the Sustainable Living Online Expo, sponsored by Chevrolet's Fuel Solutions Division and AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. With winter just around the corner, SLO is your resource for green businesses ready to equip your home with eco-friendly windows, insulation, and heating. Visit the SLO online booths for Bestway Insulation, K&H Home Solutions, Heat Exchange, and Elite Sun Solutions at am760.net. Support like-minded businesses with like-minded goals.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That's one of the songs from Star Wars, which I think is the best series ever. The original Star Wars, not The Betrayal. That's what I call The Great Betrayal, is what I call the second Star Wars movies. Before the break, John and I were talking about horror series. I got to go with Elm Street, the Elm Street series. I mean, it's hard to do a horror series that's really good. I think it must have to do with the fact that it's hard to keep a villain really scary, because part of being scared is that the villain is unpredictable. It's really, I think, the process of meeting the evil, awful thing that you're afraid of. That's why there's so many one-off horror films that are really scary. By the way, I think the scariest movie of all time. You said John thinks it's Saw 1. I think the scariest movie of all time is The Blair Witch Project. That is the scariest movie I have ever seen. Like, I still, when I go camping in the woods, have that movie in my head. It is so scary. Another great modern series that I wanted to throw out there that no one's mentioned. The Matrix series. That's a great series. That's like sci-fi action. That series is awesome. I mean, it's sort of lost its energy by the end, but it's still a great series. And the way it looks, it's such a cool-looking movie. All of them. They're really just cool looking. Love those movies. All right, we'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Mick. Mick in Westminster, you've been holding. Mick.
Hi, good morning, David.
Morning.
I'm glad you mentioned The Matrix and all.
And black hue, you know, that, like, it's so stylized.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything, the cinematography was just amazing, and all of the, digital digital filming or
the fight scenes where they slow them down. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah,
absolutely. But I want to try to get this out real quick to you here because I used to put on film series and film festivals when I was in college. We do weekend series and Friday night series and everything else. And you know, it's pretty generational. I'm older than you, and a lot of the movies that, you know, that you hold in high regard, I watched them, I liked them, but I looked back into the past and, I picked movies that I say, there's no comparison in movies from the 40s, 50s, 60s, et cetera.
Right.
And I put movies together in terms of decades. Sometimes I'll take, you know, the best in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and all. But I got to mention to you, now here's an elegy, and it's one person, one actor, and I think you mentioned it before in terms of Dirty Harry, but the Western series that Clint Eastwood did, there is hardly one that you could call a dive or a boner in the Westerns that he did. And he did, like, the Spaghetti Westerns, and then he did the American series.
Right, right.
Of movies. And The Unforgiven, the end of The Unforgiven, in terms of just goosebump, hair-raising ends.
You're talking about the movie Unforgiven.
The movie Unforgiven.
Unforgiven is so good, and it's incredible about that movie. I think it won an Academy Award. I feel like it's kind of forgotten, right? It's kind of like, I don't know. I mean, maybe I just forgotten about it, but like, I feel like that movie doesn't have any kind of like legacy juice, but it was awesome.
Well, on its own, it is, as far as I'm concerned, and he made great Westerns. Josie Wales, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Pale Rider, movies like that were just amazing, you know. But Standing Alone, that movie, from start to finish, and I mean, you have Morgan Freeman in this movie,
right,
and Gene Hackman, and Richard Harris playing.
That's right,
you know,
Richard Harris plays
roles in this movie. On and all, it is, as far as I'm concerned, in the top three Westerns of all.
Remember Clint Eastwood's name in that movie? William Money.
William Money.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That movie is really. And the interesting thing about that movie is he hadn't made a Western in a while, and,
right,
and I remember when I heard it, Clint Eastwood in a Western, I'm like, this has got to be a joke. This is going to be terrible. Yeah. And it was, I think he directed, I think he had a hand in writing part of it.
He had a hand in writing it, he directed it, and he had his guy David Valdez, who I believe passed away, and all, who had made so many of the Dirty Harry movies with him. He was like the associate director, you know, when Eastwood was in front of the camera. Valdez would, be behind the camera and just a great director.
And you know what's so good
credit,
about
really.
You know what's so good about that movie is that, like, is the whole thing where it's this metaphorical thing where it's almost like Clint Eastwood is sort of looking back on his old characters that are such hard-edged guys who are these, like, caricatures in a good way.
I want to really quickly here in terms of comedy. Mel Brooks is a genius by way of comedy. Young Frankenstein, High Anxiety, and Blazing Saddles put together a trilogy of comedy.
I forgot about that. Those are
all. You can watch them over and over again. I mean, I collect movies.
I love when the guy in Blazing Saddles holds himself up. Remember, he threatens to kill himself.
And the fart scene will go down in history as, you know, one of the greatest sight gag and sound gag, you know, scenes in movies, as far as I'm concerned.
Great recommendations, Mick.
Yeah.
Great recommendations. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, bye.
Let's go back to the phones. 303-713-7600. We're asking for your suggestions on the best movie series of all time. That was the Clint Eastwood movies are great, and you're right. If you look at those Westerns as a sort of a series, There's no challenging those, at least for Westerns, the Clint Eastwood series. Let's go to, who's been holding the line? Let's go to Pete and Greeley. Pete. Hello, Pete.
Hey, David.
Hey.
Hey, I want to talk about Lord of the Rings series.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I want to say Peter Jackson does a great job. I'm very pleased that he did that series, and I loved it. But being real familiar with the literature by Tolkien, it's this thing about Hollywood and the use of the foil. And I can't figure it out, but they always overdo it on that. For example, in order to make Aragorn and Gandalf and Frodo into the main characters, he turns Pippin and Merry.
Aragorn is Viggo Mortensen, right?
Yeah.
Right,
Viggo
okay.
Mortensen.
Yeah, right.
So in order to do that, and I don't see why he needs to do it this way, he turns Pippin and Merry and Sam and even Theoden King and others into these comical Gabby Hayes-like foils in order to make them stand out. And in the book, of course, there's only one foil in the book, and that's Gollum.
By foil, you mean, what do you mean by that word exactly?
Well, I mean, like, you know how they do Gabby Hayes. He's always, you know, the comical secondary figure.
So you're saying, like, cartoonish?
Yeah.
Right, I see. To make the quote unquote serious characters stand out for their seriousness.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. That is kind of a Hollywood tactic, right? You get like in Star Wars, like Luke is always serious, is rarely ever funny, but everybody around him is, or most of the people around him are sort of funny, right? Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, they're the foils, and they do that, and you know. It's hard. I just can't imagine why, if they didn't do that, it would still be a great film because, you know, it is a great book.
But you know what? Let me play devil's advocate here. Is it possible that the second set of Star Wars, because it had almost no comic relief other than Jar Jar Binks, who wasn't funny, the Star Wars, part of the problem with the Star Wars, other than the fact that it was just generally horrible writing, was that all of the characters were way too serious.
They were dark.
They were all like, they were so serious that it was like, there was no, I don't know, like, you need a little bit of that, I don't know, it's not slapstick, you just need a little bit of spunk, and I think the problem fundamentally with the Star Wars writing was that it had like, to use your word, there was no foil. Right, it's like everyone was just like a super geeky nerd, serious, overdramatic character, and just it became this really it was hard to get through. And I guess what I'm saying is that the foils, as you put it, sometimes help pull you through the serious parts of the movie. But I do think you're right. You have identified the Hollywood reflex. It is sort of formulaic like that, and that can be really really annoying, which is why, by the way, I mentioned The Matrix. I think The Matrix as a series broke a lot of those conventions. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And I think that's why it stands out. The Matrix is one of the most recent series that really I do think has a historical legacy. Great call. Thanks for the call. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We're asking for your favorite movie series of all time. And which movie in the series do you think is the best? We'll squeeze in one more call before the break here. Let's go to Josh in Arvada. Josh.
Hey, Dave. If we could start with kind of the betrayal.
Yeah.
The second Lord of the Rings movie,
mm-hmm.
it broke from everything in the book and got kind of with the whole campy, let's put pointy-eared guys in here to be cool. Oh, yeah, they'll... You know,
so you're throwing out the betrayal flag. You're throwing like a red card in soccer or a yellow card. You're throwing the betrayal card on the second Lord of the Rings.
Right. It was supposed to be closer to what Empire Strikes Back was to Star Wars. It's the dark part in the middle, so that way you can come out on the end. And instead, they added all this campy fun stuff that just had no place in it.
That's interesting. I mean, I plead ignorance to the book, and then I haven't read the trilogy. But if what you're saying is true, and I think I remember somebody saying something about this, that it would, that I can't remember who I had a discussion with. It's basically saying that the second Lord of the Rings wasn't as dark, the movie wasn't as dark as the second part of the book. You know, that may be a legitimate criticism. I mean, I think there is this Hollywood impulse and sometimes fear of making a family movie. And it's debatable whether Lord of the Rings is a family movie. There's a lot of violence in it. But
right.
Making a family movie too dark. And I think that's actually what was so great about the Star Wars trilogy was that was really a family movie. And yet Empire is really on the edge. I mean, it's really on the edge. That movie is scary. I mean, you got that. Remember that scene in Dagobah where Luke goes into the woods and gets into the fight with Vader and he cuts off right. Vader's head and there's Luke's face? I mean, that, you know, showing a 6 or 7 year old that thing. And I actually think that if there's any criticism of Return of the Jedi, it's that they overcompensated a little too much with the family stuff. But you make a good point. I'll throw that out there. For Lord of the Rings folks, we got a couple of you on calling. What do you think? Do you think the second Lord of the Rings betrayed the book too much? It's
Can
a great
I get the political thing real quick?
Yeah, real quick.
I think that the new screwed up Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know, they had excerpts from just about Bush speeches there, and they were trying to do the whole, you know, losing your freedom of speech, losing your freedom thing, and
right,
and,
right,
and yeah,
with,
so they were
with us
critical.
Or against us, with us or against
right.
us. I actually think that the criticism is not that they were political, but that they almost it was almost like they were trying too hard. Like they were just really reaching, trying a little too hard. But I got so many problems with the second three Star Wars. I just my blood boils when I talk about them. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. It's Movie Friday. Give us a call. Give us your best movie series. We haven't even talked about the Rockies. The Rockies, which John and I have a debate about.
Can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
What'd you think about the ending to the Return of the Jedi? Lame.
What, that the Rebels
won? You know, the Ewok village, and then they show, like, you know, the little
the party?
Holograms. Yeah, the party, and then the holograms of, like, you know,
I mean,
Yoda and Obi-Wan and Darth Vader sitting there.
You want the Empire to win?
No, you can't just end, like, you know, with a Ewok party. And
are you one of those guys who, like, rooted for the Empire? There are people out there like that.
No, I didn't root for the Empire, but I just was expecting something different for the ending. It was, like, just too happy.
It was,
it was setting up that Princess Leia is a Jedi.
That's right.
Where are they going now? There's got to be one that follows. You probably don't want one.
I guess what you're saying, it was a little too, like, cheery. It could have ended a little bit more somber.
Right.
I mean, but if you remember, the end of Empire, remember the end of that?
It's oh,
like
great.
Luke's arm is cut off.
Yeah, and they pick him up and they're, you know,
they're
nursing
like
him back to
running away. Man, yeah. Stop, man, that movie's so
yeah.
good. And, you know, I'll look it up in the break. I think Empire was directed by a different director.
Really?
I'll check it out in the break.
Cool. Well, I'll take a look at traffic for us. Still working this 3-car accident southbound 25 at Spear, sitting in the right-hand lane. Everybody stopping, slowing down, taking a look at that one. Going to hit the brakes back at I-70. Still slow. Turnpike westbound, Sheridan to Wadsworth. And we do have a couple of accidents, a new one at 3rd and Colorado, and another at Bannock and 14th in the cleanup phase. Your forecast, partly sunny and warm, highs in the lower 70s. Right now, 48 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Party Down, a new Starz original series about a group of struggling dreamers who are stuck working for tips while waiting for their big...
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says rivet?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1.
Once you get the information, you can get after it in your own backyard.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me give you some reasons why you should shop at Rocky's Autos. Number one, they're locally owned and operated, and they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that, and I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great. The selection is great. and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you can buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening, and drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Auto's at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
8:57, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Movie Friday, asking for you to give us a call and tell us your favorite movie series. And we were talking about Star Wars, and the directing story behind this is pretty interesting. George Lucas directed the first Star Wars, and then Irving Kirshner directed what I think is the best Star Wars, which is Empire Strikes Back, the darkest and the best. Irving Kirshner is an interesting guy. He never directed anything nearly as good after that. Amazing Stories, RoboCop 2, pretty weird. He directed all those great movies. He directed a great movie and then not such great movies. And then after that, it was Richard Marquand, I think that's how you say his name, directed Return of the Jedi. I'm an Empire Strikes Back guy. What are you? Give us a call, 303-713-7600. It's Friday. We can take a little bit of a break from politics, talk about movies. And movies are important. They got political themes. We've been talking about the political themes in these movies. 303-713-7600. Back after the top of the news.
TGIV. Today on the Mario Solis Money Show, we'll talk about the repops that are complaining about Barack Obama's appearance on Jay Leno and find out what you think about
it. Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Credit card debt. It causes stress in your life, arguments with your loved ones,
and collection agents calling you nonstop.
If you feel like you're drowning in credit card debt with no way out, listen closely. No matter how high your credit card debt is, at Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and
stop those collection calls.
We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe,
stop the never-ending collection calls,
and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. In a sharp break with the past, President Obama is making a specific effort to reach out and touch the Iranian people. It comes in a videotape message released today.
The United States wants the Islamic Republic of Iran to take its rightful place in the community of nations. You have that right. But it comes with real responsibility.
Mr. Obama says it's a new day in the U.S. and his administration is committed to diplomacy.
This process will not be advanced by threats. We seek instead engagement that is honest and grounded in mutual respect.
Farida Farhi is an Iranian-American political science professor at the University of Hawaii.
It's an announcement of a change of course of U.S. foreign policy towards Iran. So it's a very, very good sign.
Now, a spokesman for Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has brushed aside the Obama olive branch by referring to minor changes, not ending the major differences between the two countries. A maritime fender bender in the Strait of Hormuz. The Navy says there was no damage to the atomic propulsion unit aboard the USS Hartford, a sub, and the amphibious vessel, the USS New Orleans. Navy Lieutenant Nathan Christensen says 15 sailors aboard both vessels suffered minor injuries.
All personnel are returned to duty. Nothing serious. No personnel were evacuated.
There is a growing uproar in Israel over testimony from some of the soldiers and officers involved in the Gaza invasion more than 2 months ago. Thousands of Palestinian civilians were killed, and the stories now emerging indicate there was a disregard for innocent life despite assurances from the military that every precaution was being taken. Reporter David Jablinowicz says one squadron commander was especially damning.
He was implying in his testimony that among some of the commanders, there was a lot of thirst for blood. They were not willing to check out the situation properly. If somebody in any shape, way, or form could possibly have been a terrorist, don't ask any questions, just shoot.
Well, some New York City school children are making a commitment to wasting less and living greener. Sarah Henry of the Museum of the City of New York says no more disposable plastic water bottles for these kids.
The children are going to celebrate the virtues of our wonderful New York City tap water, and they're going to take a pledge to drink New York City tap water.
And the pledge is part of an exhibition at the museum exploring ways to preserve the environment. Americans do love their cell phones, but the economy may be forcing many to put some wireless features on hold. Alan Heppner is with the New Millennium Research Council, which has studied cell phone trends.
Consumers are becoming smarter and more savvy, and I think consumers will actually move to a period of fewer features and move into more prepaid plans.
Alaska's Sarah Palin has joined the list of Republican governors saying thanks but no thanks to some stimulus money. Palin says she will accept about two-thirds of more than $900 million that could come Alaska's way. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 30 points. This is CBS News.
Pain isn't generic. It's specific to your head, your back, your joints. It's specific in what causes it. The tension and dehydration that can cause a headache, or the breakdowns in cartilage that cause arthritis. Pain is not generic. Your pain reliever shouldn't be either. Tylenol works with your body, with its own ability to block pain. It works in ways that have been trusted and proven for over 50 years. With patented technology and clinical trials, no store brand can match. So you don't just feel better physically. You feel better knowing doctors recommend Tylenol more than any other brand of pain reliever, including generic acetaminophen. Because a body as unique as yours deserves more than a generic pain reliever. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Denver's mayor says he's hopeful 11 sheriff's deputies laid off last week can find civilian jobs with the city. Mayor John Hickenlooper says if the sheriffs had followed the lead of Denver's police and fire departments, the layoffs could have been avoided.
What the firefighters and the police officers have been talking about giving up as a vacation day, right? Or they had a paid holiday for their birthday. They're talking about giving that up.
Mayor Hickenlooper emphasizing the need to trim Denver's budget as city sales tax revenues in January were down more than 10%. RTD's general manager saying no thanks to his annual raise and bonus. Cal Marcello willing to forego roughly $50,000 this year.
Given the tough economic times that we're going through, I was willing to defer it, which meant wait till the economy got better.
RTD board members rejected Marcella's request. Marcella telling 9 News he's requesting his salary increase and bonus be reduced by 3%, the same percentage by which most RTD staffers' salaries are being decreased. Congressional lawmakers have passed a bill to impose a 90% tax on bonuses for AIG workers. Colorado Congressman Jared Polis issuing a warning to bailed-out companies.
We will hunt down your executives with pitchforks. We will subpoena your boards and haul you before Congress.
That bill now moves to the Senate. And authorities say they've busted a 4-person identity theft ring that targeted hikers at trailheads and parks. Colorado Attorney General John Southers says 2 men and 2 women would lie in wait, then burglarize cars left by hikers in Boulder, Broomfield, and Jefferson counties. The indictment says the gang stole credit cards and used them to buy video games, gift cards, groceries, and electronics. Sports: Avs lose to Edmonton last night at Pepsi Center 8-1, and day 2 of the NCAA basketball tournament with 16 more first-round games. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
where late accidents outbound I-25 right around Spear still causing some delays downtown. There's also some leftover heavy pockets on the turnpike. The rest of the highways are starting to recover pretty quickly. Keep your eyes peeled for a couple surface street crashes, one at Bannock and 14th. That one should be out of shortly. The other one happened about 15, 20 minutes ago, 3rd in Colorado. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Here's a tip for saving money. Just look for the yellow tags every time you shop at King Soopers. They mean you save on things you buy all the time, and you'll find them on things like bread, eggs, and milk, along with meat and produce. Get more value for the way you live every day at King Soopers.
Sorting things out on the radio.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's Jay Marvin, mornings at 6.
I think Barack Obama can do this.
Ed Schultz at 10.
This is where Denver comes to talk.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4.
This guy could work.
Mario, afternoons at 4.
Lock it in on your radio dial.
And Ron Kuby, 7 to 10.
I'm so impressed, and I'm listening to this.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. It's Movie Friday. We're asking for your best movie series, your favorite movie series, and which in the series you think is the best. Take a little break from politics. Of course, a lot of these movies have politics in them, and we've been talking about that as well. Now, I can't believe that this series has not been mentioned at all. You guys know that, you know that series? I'm guessing everybody knows it. Here, give us one more clip. See if people can recognize it before I tell them what it is. Any of them.
Same old story. Boy finds girl, boy loses girl, girl finds boy. Boy forgets girl, boy remembers girl. And girl dies in a tragic blimp accident with the orange bull on New Year's Day.
Good year.
No, the worst.
Oh, dear.
The Naked Gun series, man. This is the best. That is one of the best series of all time. And that is such a funny series.
The last good thing O.J. Simpson ever did,
the
right?
The last good thing O.J. Simpson ever did. My favorite scene in that whole movie is when Frank Drebin brings his microphone into the bathroom. His microphone. He doesn't know it's still on. You can hear him going to the bathroom. I mean, it's really, I know I'm juvenile. I guess I've got a juvenile sense of humor, but that is some funny stuff. I mean, there's no politics in that at all. I mean, actually, I guess there is. There's George, they do a portrayal of George H.W. Bush, but, and that movie's just straight up fun. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's hear what you think. We'll take them in the order that we've received them. Here we go. Jeff in Castle Rock. Hello, Jeff. Going once, going twice. Jeff in Castle Rock.
Oh, hey, it's Joe in Castle Rock. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing good, thank you.
All right, so what do you got for us?
You know, actually, I'm kind of cheating the term series here because I'm just going off a series of movies by a certain director.
Okay.
Christopher Nolan. He's, throughout all of his films, he's had an ongoing theme of revenge, redemption, and illusion in Memento, Insomnia, The Prestige.
You know, we Devin Gordon of Newsweek, who's the writer for Newsweek, who does who covers entertainment in Hollywood, he mentioned Chris Nolan as potentially one of the great series makers who will look back on history and say he's one of the great series makers. And we were talking about that in the context of Batman. But,
yeah.
But Devin also made the case that Nolan, you could look at his career as a maker of movie series. Now, I say that, and I guess it depends on your definition of series. I kind of think that you can make the case that John Hughes, all of his movies are something of a series. You can make the case that Wes Anderson's movies are something of a series. And you can make the case that Chris Nolan's movies are something of a series. I don't think you can make that case for every director, right? There's directors like Steven Soderbergh who make each movie is a different thing, and they're not really series. They're not really, there's not a thread through them. But I definitely think that with people like Hughes, with people like Chris Nolan, that their movies, while their movies may not technically be, you know, officially, explicitly part of a series, that you can look at their career as part of a series. And I think you're right. I think Chris Nolan, you probably can. Which is your favorite of his?
My favorite, it's got to be either Memento or the Batman films are just fantastic.
Memento's the one with Guy Pearce, where he can't remember anything.
Yeah, and so yeah, that's just done remarkably well because you can't generate new memories. The movie goes backwards, so the audience just as surprised as he is.
And you know who's in that movie? One of my favorite actors, and I've got this weird tick where I actually some of my favorite actors, I have kind of a photographic memory for character actors, and as opposed to the stars. And Joe Pantoliano is in Memento. The guy who plays what's his name? He plays one of the cops in The Fugitive, and I bet he's best known for his role in The Sopranos. He played
He played his friend who not really his friend, but he was the John G. cop who was kind of using him.
No, not in The Sopranos.
In
Memento. Yeah, Memento, Joe Pantoliano's playing, right, exactly, the guy who's abusing him. But in Sopranos, for people, Joe Pantoliano's the guy, I'll find it in the break, he and Tony had a rivalry, and it ends, I'll say, is if you haven't seen The Sopranos, it ends pretty, in a pretty exciting fashion, their relationship does. Thanks for the call, man, good call.
Thank you.
Let's go back to the phone, 303-713-7600. Give us a call. Give us your favorite movie series. It's Movie Friday here on AM 760, at least in this show. Let's go to Dutch in Denver. Dutch, hello. Hello, Dutch in Denver.
Yeah, this is Dutch.
Hey, man. So what's your favorite movie series?
Well, my favorite movie series that nobody has mentioned, and it's almost a Z-type movie. Check Your Brain at Door, the Godzilla series.
When did they come out?
They came the first one came out in 1954. The original, it was Japanese, it's campy, and it speaks to basically what happened to them with the nuclear bomb. And it just builds from there. I mean, they're still going on.
What's the explain to us how it's about the nuclear bomb.
Well, Godzilla raises out of the sea because they were dumping all the nuclear waste out of Tokyo.
Is that explicitly in the movie, in the narrative?
Yes.
Oh wow.
It's Japanese flat. Say, this monster's raised because of the nuclear waste dumped into the sea.
And it came out in the 60s, you said?
No, in 1954.
1954. Wow. Yeah, you're right. It must have.
Yeah, there's like 15 of them. It's campy. It's a man dressed up in a rubber suit, and model Tokyo gets destroyed God knows how many times. It's there for the pick out all the stupidity.
Okay, as a matter of history, I need to watch that because you're right. They're so famous. The word Godzilla is so famous. And I always knew in my mind that the fame came from a movie, but I've never actually seen them. So you've given me a homework assignment. Thanks, man.
Well, I got one more thing.
All right, go for it.
You're talking about Star Wars.
Yeah.
You forget about the other trilogy, Star Trek.
Oh yeah, yeah. Star Trek has got actually the Star Trek series. Let's see. You got one. I vaguely remember. Two is one of really the best sci-fi movies out there, and it's got, I think, one of the best bad guys.
Yes.
In history, Khan.
Yes.
He's so
Ricardo
Montalban. Yeah, who just died recently. He was so good in that movie. And then three was a little bit slow. Four is they go back in time, and that's a little bit campy, but it's good though. It's good. It's definitely entertaining. And I forget. Is five the one that people have problems with?
Five was when they were going to Outland and so on and so forth.
Is five the one where they supposedly find God, who ends up looking like Santa Claus, who's not God?
Yes.
Yeah, right. With Cybok.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then six is actually supposed to be pretty good, right?
Six was good, and there was one after that. But
that's a pretty good series, actually. I mean, other than three, which is slow but good, and five, which maybe I'm crazy, but I actually kind of liked five. But a lot of people really are kind of angry at that movie. A lot of Star Trek fans think that movie is a betrayal. And I think that the depiction of God as Santa Claus was really, really kind of hilarious, although it wasn't God. So
four was my favorite because it all the one-liners. I mean, it was just...
You got to give four credit for being. You know what? Four is well written. It's the writing is entertaining. You got to give it credit. And what's his name? Shatner. Shatner kind of did well in that. He kind of did well with the humor. Good call. I can't believe no one has brought up the Star Trek. And when you think about it, because you think I'm the kind of guy that thinks of Star Trek. I'm like, you know, I'm not that into it. But then I think about the series, and you know what? It's good. And I will say this. I said the scariest movie I've ever seen is Blair Witch Project. But I up there among scariest scenes is when those ear things, when Khan puts those ear things and those guys in Paul, what's his name? The guy.
Chekhov.
He put it in Chekhov, and the actor, Paul...
I don't know
he's a famous actor, Paul. I forget his name, but he gets the thing in his ear. It's really creepy. Great call, man. Thanks for the call.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, we'll do one more quick one before we gotta hit another break. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, that guy just took Star Trek from me, but I had a backup. So
go for it.
Here I go. I don't know if anybody remembers these or not, but the Sinbad series that was produced in the late 60s, early 70s, the Harryhausen.
I've never seen them. What's it about?
Oh, they're awesome. They're way before CGI and everything. And, you know, Harryhausen that did the Clash of the Titans and all that.
Oh, yeah, Clash of the Titans, man. That movie's freaky.
Yeah, well, he did all these great stop-frame animation things with it was about the, you know, Sinbad, the Voyages of Sinbad, and there's like Sinbad's Seventh Voyage.
Right, not Sinbad the comedian.
No. these were kind of scary, dark, not very well written, but amazing special effects for the time period.
All right, Sinbad.
Famous scene where he's fighting these skeletons, and they're all like stop motion skeletons, and nobody's seen anything like it at that point.
It's from the 60s.
Yeah, really neat stuff.
All right, cool. I will check it out. Sinbad and Godzilla are in my, as folks who are listening probably can tell, my movie consciousness starts to drop off significantly before about 1978. You know, I'm in the Rockies and Star Wars, but then before that I start dropping off. So this is a good homework assignment. Thanks for the call, Paul. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Give us a call to tell us your favorite movie series, and before the break, I'm going to leave you with this little piece of advice from one of the best comedy series of all time, if we can get it here. Here's a great axiom, a great line from one of the best series ever.
Mongo only pawn in game of life.
Blazing Saddles, the Mel Brooks series, and those are so great. I love when Mungo punches the horse.
I'm going to keep this clip forever now, David. It's going into our archive.
It's great.
Thanks for bringing this to my attention.
Just play it randomly.
Yeah, you know, just like in the middle of like commercial spots.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. All right, how's traffic?
Traffic is really improving for us on most of the highways around Denver anyway. 25 still seeing some problems around downtown. Southbound side got a small accident just north of I-70, and your jams go back to around 58th. Not going to break loose until about Spear. Speeds are in the 40s in that stretch. Also got a two-car accident working in West Denver at 3rd. And or East Denver, rather, 3rd and Colorado. So that's kind of a busy intersection as well. Colorado's always kind of a booger of a street, in my opinion, anyway. Got the daily construction being set up as well in Golden, Highway 58 at Washington. Your forecast, nice first day of spring for us. Well, it's supposed to be mostly sunny, but it looks like it's going to be partly cloudy instead, but still warm with the high of 71. Tomorrow could get up to 75, and then cooler on Sunday, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Right now, 50 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Looking to start the season off in style? Enjoy attractive values on select Cadillac models, like the most acclaimed luxury SUV ever, Escalade, or the award-winning CTS. The Cadillac Spring Celebration. See your local Cadillac dealer for details.
This week on Colorado State of Mind, the Emmy-winning series on Rocky Mountain PBS. In Colorado and other states, the morality of the death penalty is being debated within the framework of the cost of the death penalty. One proposed bill could save Colorado $1 million a year and shift resources to unsolved murders. Is that a good idea? The discussion happens on Colorado State of Mind. Tonight at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS, Channel 6. Weigh in anytime at rmpbs.org. Watch Colorado State of Mind tonight at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Let's get through these rough times together. And I'm doing my part, offering you our Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles at even lower prices than ever before. Hello, I'm Tom Martino, and I'm proud of this special introductory offer that will save you more than $500 in 2009. Now you can get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV for just $69.99 a month with free installation. It's the same high-quality service you've come to expect from my company, Liberty Bell, where you're never just a number. This is the lowest price, best bundle we've ever offered. And remember, with Liberty Bell, there are no 200-word disclaimers, no complicated bills, just plain good service at low prices. Liberty Bell, your only true local company, all Colorado-owned and operated. Call 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
Are you interested in a dietary intervention that may lower your blood pressure without any medications? Researchers at the University of Colorado at Boulder are currently seeking adults age 50 to 79 to participate in a clinical research study to learn how reducing salt in the diet improves function of your blood vessels. They're seeking individuals with moderately elevated blood pressure of 130 to 159 not on blood pressure medications. Benefits of participating in this study include a complete blood panel, body fat and bone mineral density measurements, as well as a physical exam and stress test. Compensation for your time and participation is available if you qualify. If you or someone you know is a non-smoker aged 50 to 79, has moderately elevated blood pressure, and is not currently taking any prescription medications, researchers at University of Colorado at Boulder would like to talk to you. Please call Carrie at 303-735-6410 for more information and to see if you qualify. Again, that number is 303-735-6410. 303-735-6410.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. It's Movie Friday. We're asking for you to give us your favorite movie series. I got an email here from Nate, who makes a great suggestion. Oh, this is a great suggestion, man. Terry Gilliam's series, looking at this as a series, Time Bandits, Brazil, The Fisher King, and I would add 12 Monkeys. I characterize that as a series. They all feel the same. They have the same. They're stylized in the same way. Terry Gilliam is an unremembered, I think. He doesn't get enough credit. He's really, and those movies are, Time Bandits is really cool. With the trolls running around. It's a really weird movie. It's trippy. Do we have those other ones? All right, I again, I want to open this up. You know, I think it's fair to make the case that certain directors, their movies can be looked at as a series. Here's one. I can't believe no one's brought this director and this genre up.
See what happens, Lebowski?
You see what happens?
Nobody calls me Lebowski. You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Your name's Lebowski, Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski and the Coen Brothers movies, you can look at them as a series, too, I think. They all are the same style, the same kind of writing. You got another one from Lebowski?
Mr. Lebowski, this is Mel Dillinger of the Southern California League. I just got an informal report that a member of your team, Walter Sobchak, threw a firearm during league play.
It contravenes a number of the league's bylaws. I love that, man. That movie is one of the best movies ever made. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Michael. Michael in Denver. Hello.
Yes, I've only been listening for less than an hour, but I don't know if it's been brought up. I got two that are my favorites. One is the Godfather series.
That was brought up. Turk and I had this argument, and I think, look, it's the Godfather. You got to put it in among the best series ever. My problem with it is, of course, like everybody's problem, is that Godfather 3 was a huge drop-off from the other two.
See, I disagree. I mean, I think it was a perfect ending. He basically is dying from the inside for what he did to his brother.
Right. That's true. That's true. I read on Wired magazine, there's a video game now coming out, like a first person shooter game, the Godfather, the video game, and it's supposed to be pretty good.
The other one I had, in my opinion, a series that's good is movies that are at least equal or better than the original, and I think the Bourne movies are getting better. They go.
You think they're improving?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, the last one was amazing, and you know, I can't remember it because we discussed the Bournes, and I said something that's actually this is not a criticism, is that they, I don't know, the action is so good that you sometimes get lost in it and immersed in it and sort of forget the plot, that's not a criticism. I remember that action sequence where they're in Morocco. I think they're in Tangiers. It's really, really cool. I wonder, the last one suggested, see, I thought the ending suggested that it's over. Do you think that?
No, because the very, very last second scene is he comes to the...
Right,
the
right.
And, I've read where they're, it's up to Matt Damon whether he wants to do another one or not, and who's going to turn down that money.
It's well done, you know. I mean, what the Bourne movies remind you is that when it's possible to mix good writing with good action with good special effects. That when you sacrifice on one of those, and I think particularly when you sacrifice on the writing. You end up killing movies that could be good, and the Bourne series has not done that yet. It has not done that. And what I really think is cool about them is that they really feel very modern and very current, and they're not overtly political, although obviously they have these political themes in them with the CIA and I think what's interesting, and this, I'm dealing with this in writing my book, is that this theme of the government and the national security apparatus in our country not being, 100% saintly, 100% pure, that's a departure from eras like the 80s where while the government was sometimes portrayed badly, specifically the national security apparatus of our country was portrayed in celebratory terms. And I think that The Bourne Identity is one of those movies that actually, without explicitly or overtly bashing you over the head with it, is actually taking a more realistic view and that actually questions what has been an unquestionable national security apparatus. Thanks for the call. Back to the phones. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We're talking, it's Movie Friday. I'm asking you for your favorite movie series, and in the series, which is your favorite movie? Let's go to Joan. Joan in Westminster, hello.
Oh, this is Joan in Westminster. I just wanted to say, I was saying earlier when you were talking about the Die Hard series, and the third one, with Jeremy Irons,
right?
With your political part of that, he says something very important in there, which I'm not going to break into Fort Knox all the gold is at the Federal Reserve. And, you know, of all the political things, we probably should do away with the Federal Reserve.
He does say that. I forgot about that line. You're right. You're right.
And besides,
he does say that. And, you know, I think to get out of this the topic of a series for a second, there are a lot of movies out there now that I think are really, they're not asking the right questions as much as the villain and the targets have changed, and I think that that reflects the change in our culture and in our society. So, for instance, you're right. You have like a Die Hard movie that talks about the Federal Reserve, which, you know, is now front and center. And granted, that's a slightly older movie, but you know, you've got movies like, I haven't seen it yet, The International. And I want to see it. It's about an international bank and its intersection with terrorism and finances. And I think what's really interesting is when you step back and you look at the evolution of movies, that the targets, the villains, the issues that it deals with, we're starting to get movies that I think are more reflective of what the public wants questioned, and they're not necessarily as jingoistic and celebratory as they certainly were in the 80s. So you're right. I forgot that Jeremy Irons brings that up. That's a really good point. Thanks for the call.
Well, and besides that, Jeremy Irons is pretty good looking in that for the girls.
And he's a great actor. I was disappointed that he was in that movie because he's such a good actor, and I can't stand when good actors are in bad movies, you know?
And the Aragon series, I mean, he's good in the Aragon series, and it's too bad he got killed off, but hopefully they'll bring him back with the other ones. But
yeah, I don't know what his next project is. I don't know. But that's a good, again, you're right. I forgot that he mentions the Federal Reserve. Good point. Thanks for the call, Joan.
Uh-huh.
Let's go quickly before the next break. Let's go to Jane in Golden. Jane, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Good.
I wanted to bring up the Vacation series with Chevy Chase.
Oh my! I cannot believe I forgot those.
I know. When you played the Naked Gun little clip, I was like, of course, the Chevy Chase Vacation series. It's probably the best comedy. I'd say.
But
because I don't really count the fourth one.
Exactly. So I was just gonna say, like the third one. I'm sorry, the fourth one, Vegas Vacation.
No.
I put that into that's in the betrayal list.
Yeah, absolutely.
That betrayed us. But the first three.
The first three are amazing.
Although I would say a lot of people say this, they don't like the European one. And I think the third one, I could argue to you that the third one is the best one. Christmas Vacation.
Okay. As a true fan, I'd say the first one, but I like the European Vacation, and I love, obviously, Christmas. I mean, when he knocks over Stonehenge, that's just an iconic scene.
Iconic scene. You're right. It's him getting into a fist fight in Germany, doing the dancing.
Oh, yeah, in the Lederhosen.
And what's really sad is that Chevy Chase, right? Chevy Chase, his career is just gone away. Yeah, and it's too bad because as unfunny as he is now, he really was fun. I mean, and I'm sure this is like this for a lot of people out there. When I go on vacation, when I've been on vacation with my parents, especially family vacations, my dad just really, he reminds me of Clark Griswold so much, you know, and we actually came up with a term, my friends and I, when I go on vacation with friends, the guy who leads the planning of the vacation, right? We call him the Clark. You're Clarking. You're Clarking the vacation. Who's the Clark? Because, like, you know, what's his famous line? The biggest ball of wax is just 4 short hours away.
Well, how many times have you been driving in a roundabout and you just think of when
Every time, by the way. Every single time that I'm in a roundabout, I'm like, there's Big Ben, kids. There's Big Ben. It's a great call, a good reminder. I'm going to try in the break. I'll try to get some clips, see if we can play them. Thanks for the call.
All right, see you later.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. What are the political implications, political messages of the Vacation series? I'm going to cogitate on that over the break.
Tomato ketchup, Eddie?
I've got some theories on that, but I'm glad in this last bit of this hour that's reminded about the Vacation series. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. Tell us what your favorite movie series are. It's Movie Friday. 9:35 time for traffic with John Turk.
Well, traffic's back to normal on most of the highways around Denver. We do still have one accident out there on southbound I-25. It's before you get to I-70. Going to start seeing some brake lights back around 58th Avenue, but speed's still pretty decent there. Just move your way over to the left-hand side of the highway, and you should just zip right past that thing. Also, a little busy there from Park Avenue past Spear Boulevard. And those are the only problems. Our forecast today, partly sunny, warm, with highs in the lower 70s. Right now, 53 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Check out all the new burger selections at CB and Potts while you watch tournament basketball on the big screen. And
hey, great tent! Got it at REI! They're a co-op! A what? You get an annual refund! Cool!
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out! Visit the REI Member Rewards event. Members save 20% on camping, backpacking, and hiking gear. Offer ends March 29th. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI, find out! Offer for one full price item. Exclusion supply.
Hey, Mr. Wright. I know you're out there, but do you know me? I'm tall, slender, and very active, especially in my career. But when I'm not at the office or entertaining clients, I'm spending quality time with my three adopted children. I enjoy reading, meditating, and traveling. I'm financially and emotionally stable, affectionate, witty, and very happy in life. You? Well, you're smart, witty, artistic, financially secure, and you think outside the box. You love kids and would make a great father because you're passionate, affectionate, and just as strong emotionally as you are physically. I know you're out there, Mr. Wright. We've both just been too busy to find each other.
Ignite Matchmaking is currently evaluating all candidates. Call now for your complimentary screening. The search for Mr. Wright is on. Call 303-929-7304 or visit online at ignitematchmaking.com. Once again, call 303-929-7304.
That, but the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto is open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening, and drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Now at the Home Depot, carpet installation is just $139. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. That's hundreds in savings, and you're not done yet. Use your extra cash to buy the perfect paint color and dress up your walls the way you just did your floors. New lower prices on carpet and $139 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-452-1630. That's 800-452-1630. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-452-1630 today.
That's like the theme song to all of my family vacations. I'm sure it's the theme song to all of your family vacations. Actually, I can't find a online. I was trying to look for clips for a vacation. I can't find one without a curse in it. So
just look at this.
I know. There's so many. The political implications, the political messages of the vacation. Well, first of all, there's obviously a class message in there, right? Like the tension between Clark as the white collar guy and Eddie, the blue collar guy, and how Eddie gets made fun of so much, such a caricature. So there's obviously that. European vacation is about as good a representation of the ugly American and how we are perceived across the world. I think it's very, it's actually extremely relevant. A bunch of, we're perceived in many ways as a bunch of hubristic idiots. Not sure that's fair, but I think that's why that movie is so funny. Especially now, looking back on it, why it's so funny. Can't believe we forgot about the vacation movies. Glad somebody called in and reminded us. All right, let's go back to the phone. 303-713-7600. What's your favorite movie series and why? Let's go to Dan in Evergreen. Dan.
Hey there, David. How's it going?
All right.
I know that a lot of people don't watch many foreign language films, but in my opinion, the best series ever made is the three-color series by Krzysztof Kieślowski, the Blue, White, and Red series.
I've never even heard of it. That probably means I'm an idiot.
No. I mean, I know, as I said, a lot of people don't watch
it. Maybe I have heard of it. Blue
was really famous. It starred Juliette Binoche.
This is sounding vaguely familiar. When were they made?
I don't know offhand. I would say early 90s.
And it's directed by who?
Krzysztof Kieślowski, starring Juliette Binoche in the first one in Blue. Blue was pretty famous, and Red became really famous.
What's it about?
The three movies are Blue, White, and Red, and they're based on the emotions behind the French flag. Like, it's supposed to be liberty, equality, and fraternity.
Right.
And there's, like, common threads that go through all of them. The cinematography is beautiful. I think it's movie making that hasn't been matched before or since. It's incredible.
All right. Well, I'm writing it down. It's my homework. It's my homework assignment.
Good. Yeah, you should definitely check those out. I think you'll love them.
All right. Good call, man. Thanks for the call.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, I got an email here from Greg. He says, what about Airplane, the Airplane series? Was there an Airplane 3? I can't remember. I know that Airplane 1 was classic. Airplane 2 was ridiculous. I think a lot of people forget that Airplane 1 was, I think, making fun of the movie Airport, which was a famous movie in the 70s. Alien, the Alien series, that's pretty good. Some people have problems with the third one, think it wasn't so good, but the Alien is a good example of a horror movie. One of the few horror movies that's been able to sustain over the years. The Superman series. 1 and 2, fantastic. 2 better even than 1. 3, huge drop off. Although I've always been a Richard Pryor fan ever since The Toy, and so there's a special place in my heart for 3. Also, I like in 3 when the bad Superman fights the good Superman. That's sort of Luke in Dagobah lightsabering in the jungle with Darth Vader, cutting Darth Vader's head off and finding his own face in there. There was sort of that. But I'm a huge fan, one of the best bad guys ever, along with Khan from Star Trek, of course, is General Zod. My brother Jeff, who lives in town here, a couple years ago, he got me a birthday present. I'm not kidding. He got me an autographed photo of Zod. Terrence Stamp, the actor, is General Zod. But he got me a picture, a photo of General Zod that was autographed by Terrence Stamp. It hangs in my office today at home. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Jim in Boulder. Jim.
Hi.
Hey.
I was going to say Kurosawa samurai movies, specifically Seven Samurai, Throne of Blood, and Ron.
I have not seen a lot of kung fu series. I did see the Kill Bill. I realize that's kind of lame. That's my major frame of reference. Although those are great movies.
I don't know if they're more like Throne of Blood and Ron are sort of, they're based on Shakespeare. The representations of Shakespeare on film. It was a samurai. I think.
Well, how long ago did it come out?
Well, Ron was in the 80s. Seven Samurai was, in the 60s or late 50s.
How do you spell Ron?
R-A-N.
R-A-N. Okay, I'll check it out. Who directed it?
Kurosawa. Akira Kurosawa.
I've heard that name.
Yeah. My favorite movie maker.
Is he still around? Still making movies?
Oh, no. He's dead.
All right. All right, I'll check it out, man. Anything else? Any other ones?
Those were just Those are the ones that came to mind. You know, like the seven, Magnificent Seven.
Right.
Based on the Seven Samurai.
Oh, that's right. You know, I took a class in college at Northwestern on John Ford. The director of Western movies, and The Magnificent Seven. I don't think he directed The Magnificent Seven, but it was brought up a lot, that movie. And I'm vaguely remembering how The Magnificent Seven had other influences on it. So yeah, I will check it out. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, take care.
Let's go to Russ in Denver. Russ.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing, David?
All right.
Good to have you on.
Thanks.
A director whose movies defined probably a whole generation, I don't know if someone's talked about him, the John Hughes movies, the early ones like Breakfast Club and 16 Candles, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
We talked about it. And
Trains and Automobiles.
And the debate has come up, you know, should it only be Superman 1, 2, and 3, like that kind of series, Star Wars, you know, Empire Strikes Back, or can you actually look at certain directors' work as a series unto themselves? And I think the answer is, my take is that yes, is that you can't look at all directors, all of their movies as one series, because a lot of directors do a lot of different things. But I definitely think that there are some directors where there are themes and styles that transcend all or at least some of their work, and that you can look at those as a series. I think John Hughes is a perfect example of that.
Especially his early 80s or his mid-80s stuff. I mean, once he got into the Home Alone
phase. Yeah, right. Right, that's separate.
His stuff definitely went downhill. But the early stuff, I mean, I can't – if I'm surfing the channels and I find Breakfast Club, I end up watching it.
Yeah, of course. And I've read it. There was a recent piece because John Hughes has gone – he sort of left Hollywood for a long time. He kind of disappeared. And the L.A. Times wrote a story about him recently with the release of his movie. I think that he just wrote it. I don't think he directed it. It was called Drill Bit Taylor, which I didn't see. It was supposedly not that good. But what was interesting was that I think you can look at this at John Hughes' series, the early and mid-'80s stuff, because the theme that's in all of them is the theme of the outsider being cool, it being okay to be different and to be an outsider. And that's the theme of The Breakfast Club. That's the theme of 16 Candles, Uncle Buck, Ferris Bueller's.
And I think all teenagers can, especially back then, could definitely...
can relate to that. Absolutely. And it's, you know, I think that was why those movies are so enduring, because most people are not the most popular kid in school. Most people are not the best-looking kid in school. And so most of us at some time in our life feel like we're a little bit on the outside looking in, and that those movies really say it's okay. And I think that's I don't know if the right word is courageous, but what's so unique about them is that that's really not a message that comes through very much in most of our media, even most of Hollywood. Most of our media in Hollywood is everyone's really sexy and ripped and awesome at everything and smart and beautiful, and there's really no room for the nerd. And that's why I actually think, and I was having a conversation with Devin Gordon of Newsweek, who we had on earlier. I had a conversation with him a couple of weeks ago where I said, it seems to me that Judd Apatow is in that way the modern day John Hughes, where Judd Apatow's themes are it's okay, it's even somewhat cool to be not cool and to be the outsider guy and to be the nerdier guy or the nerdier girl. It's totally fine. And I think that's really a comforting theme to a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think in 20 years people will be talking about Judd Apatow and how his movies.
Exactly. I think the only thing different from Judd Apatow is that Judd Apatow is like, he's like kind of John Hughes, but he does, he's a little more racy, or, you know.
Yeah,
you know, but it's the same thing. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, thank you.
Let's go real quick, before the break, we'll go to Steve in Westminster. Steve.
Hey, how you doing, David?
All right, man.
I'm going to give you a whole bunch of them, because you're writing your book, and I definitely align with you on Star Wars and on Indiana Jones. I even have a complete set of of cards for the Empire Strikes Back, which I really
love. Those
are
probably valuable now.
Probably so. Okay.
Don't sell them, man.
Oh, no, I won't. They're going to my grandkids.
Good.
Pink Panther series, The Predators, Rambo, Thin Man, all the movies with Jack Ryan, the
games. Yeah.
They're all done really well. Even, there's a whole slew, but that's just a bunch.
Patriot games in the Tom Clancy one. That's far and away, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
That's the best one.
What a classic.
That is a classic.
Willem Dafoe, he is one of the great actors, if you think about what he did from,
He's not in Patriot games. He's in, Clear and Present Danger.
Right, Clear and Present Danger. And, if you think of the characters he's played from the Batmans and then.
Willem Dafoe, he is like one of the most underappreciated actors.
Absolutely.
He is. Thanks for the call, man.
Okay.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. It's Movie Friday. What are your favorite movie series? Try to get in as many calls as possible after the break. 9:51, let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. A couple accidents to look out for. One southbound I-25 near I-70. Delays not really that big. Back to 58th, but speed still pretty decent. Also working a new crash. Two cars involved at Monaco and Leedsdale. That's there in southeast Denver. Rest of the drive looking good. Starting to see some construction being set up for the day. County line at Colorado, Arapahoe, and county line again further east there at Arapahoe and Parker. And in Golden, if you're traveling around on Highway 58 at Washington Avenue. Your forecast, nice first day of spring on tap for us. Supposed to be mostly sunny. Looking outside, it looks mostly cloudy, but should be warm, though, this afternoon, a high of 71. Tomorrow could get up to 75. Cool down on Sunday back to around 68, and on Monday a high of 48, and we may get a nice big spring snowstorm. Your current downtown temperature, 50 degrees. I promise I'll spit it out. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Saturn, they get it, which is why they've extended their 0% APR financing or cashback offers on the 2009 View or an Outlook, including hybrids, and the 2008 Astra, available to qualified buyers. Length of contract limited. See retailer for details. Take delivery by March 31st.
I'm the only one in school that can tie his own shoes.
Most kids make fun of me because I still believe in the tooth fairy.
A third of the kids in my 8th grade class drink alcohol regularly.
Almost all of my class has been offered illegal drugs.
Half of my college classmates binge drink, abuse drugs, or do both. But the frequent dinners I had with my family have helped make sure I'm not one of them.
Learn more about the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University's Family Day at CASAFamilyDay.org. Dinner makes a difference.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
Critics are calling it riveting, powerful, and the bravest network TV series in years. Kings on NBC. Enter a world unlike any other and follow the journey of a hero on the rise.
He has a destiny in him.
And a leader who will fall. The battle for an empire has begun.
Take him out.
Kings. And the epic series continues Sunday, 8, 7 Central, followed by Celebrity Apprentice, only on NBC.
Now at the Home Depot, carpet installation is just $139. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. That's hundreds in savings. And you're not done yet. Use your extra cash to buy the perfect paint color and dress up your walls the way you just did your floors. New lower prices on carpet and $139 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
That's a great series. I'm sorry, I'm sticking to it.
The Rocky series. Who doesn't love the Rocky series? I mean, come on. It's got everything. It's got everything. Philadelphia, it's got...
Sylvester Stallone is maybe the worst, most popular actor of all time.
He's an underdog, man. Who can't like that movie? That set of movies, it's great. It's got these larger-than-life characters, Ivan Drago. Remember Rocky III, man? Sylvester Stallone and Ivan Drago come up. They're in Russia, and they're fighting, and they're both clearly, both actors are clearly roided out. I mean, like really roided out. It's, like, scary and crazy. And actually, it's funny. If you watch Rocky III, which I've watched about 6 million times, you look around that... Sorry, Rocky IV. That big, supposedly... crowded Russian arena. It actually, there's about 15 people in there. They've just shot it in this way that makes it sort of look like there's a crowd, but there's literally like 15 people there. So I'm sticking to it. I'm a big Rocky fan. All right, let's get a couple more calls before the end here. I'll try to squeeze in two, maybe three. But it's got to be real quick. All right, Joan, you got about 30 seconds. Joan's from Morrison. Go for it.
Hi, Dave. This is I wondered if you've ever seen the movie Thousand Clowns with Jason Robards.
I think I've seen it in a film class. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Black and white, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the theme of that is live each life to its fullest, know your days, and own your days. And I like all the Mel Brooks films, of course. I just love all of his stuff. It just makes me laugh. Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Blazing Saddles.
He is an institution. You're totally right. Thanks for the call, Joan. All right, let's go real quick. Last call to Don. Don, you there?
Yeah, how you doing, Dave?
All right, go for it. You got 30 seconds.
Thanks, man. I don't know if anybody said Lethal Weapon series. I think pretty much 1 through 4. I know I wasn't crazy about the third one, but...
Which series? Say it again.
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon, yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good series. I mean, that's a solid series. You know, it's sort of formulaic, but archetypal, and certainly, I think, defines kind of a genre that is kind of timeless. Good call, man. That's a good call. I'm glad you brought it up. It hasn't been brought up before. Thanks, man.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it, man.
All right.
Have a good one.
This has been really fun the last couple of weeks, filling in for Jay. Thanks for all the instant messages. We got them all. I'm David Sirota. I've been hosting here for Jay for the last 2 weeks. Jay is back on Monday. He's on the mend. This has been Movie Friday. Look for me online on my blog, Open Left.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home 4 times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
It's a generous cash allowance plus 0% APR financing on Ram 1500 Crew and Quad Cabs. You'll also save on the special Ram 1500 Bighorn Edition and save on Ram Heavy Duty with the available legendary Cummins Turbo Diesel.
This thing rocks!
It's tough. It's strong. It's big. It's truck month only at your Dodge dealer.
Everybody knows that's the best time to buy a truck.
20 highway MPG based on EPA estimates. Factory and dealer cash allowance. Dealer contribution may affect final price. Employee price is the maximum price to be charged. $125 administration.